to participate in a Donna Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Donna Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
They can handle the fact that every day they're confronted with the ugly side of humanity. They can handle murder, rape, and deceit. They can handle just about anything the job throws their way. Until now.
The Don and Mike Show. WKRK.
There's a body. I went down there because I'm a friend of Priscilla's. I saw somebody stretched out that looked a lot like Elvis. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you
who
all.
Who was that?
It was a 52-pound wax dummy he commissioned with the Hollywood Wax Museum in 1975. It weighed 52 pounds. He knew he was going to need it in 77, and he ordered the 700-pound copper casket from Oklahoma City 5 months in advance and put that wax dummy in the coffin.
So you're telling me a candle is buried at Graceland?
No. I'd like to say one thing right off the reel. People say, Major, does it bother you that people laugh at you and call you a kook and a nut? Some of my own family and stuff. It doesn't bother me a bit. Only two people believe my Lord and your Lord, right. And that was a Roman centurion and a hooker. So what else is new?
It's controversial.
The hell you fucking are!
It's what you won't see on TV.
I'm very, very fucking sick.
It's Major Bill Smith, too hot for television.
My fucking nails grow. All the cotton picking women are jealous of my motherfucking fingernails.
It's the real Major Bill Smith, the man the censors didn't want you to hear.
There is no damn sharper dude on the face of this earth than Major Bill Smith.
Major Bill Smith, too hot for television. Get your copy and get to know the real Smith.
How do you like them f***ing apples, you greasy sucker?
Not available in stores.
Do we have baseball fans here?
Yeah!
Big weekend for the Yankees. Big weekend for the Yankees. They defeated Boston, the Red Sox, 4 games in a row. Up in Boston. Yeah. And it's interesting. There's always a couple of ways of looking at this thing. Boston is blaming the whole thing on their pitching, and Mel Gibson, on the other hand, is blaming the whole thing on the juice.
Yeah.
Michael Mara.
Life goes on. A man become preeminent. He's expected to have enthusiasms. Enthusiasms. What are mine? What draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy? Baseball. A man stands alone at a plate. This is the time for what? For individual achievement. There he stands alone. But in the field, what? Part of a team.
Teamwork. You're a goddamn team.
Boogie. Looks, throws, catches, hustles, part of one big team. Bats himself to live long day. Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, and so on.
Incredible!
Team don't field. What is he? You follow me? No one. Sunny day, stands are full of fans. What does he have to say?
Whoa, look out, look out!
I'm going out there for myself.
Whoa, look out, look out!
But I get nowhere unless The team wins.
Oh, look out! Look out!
The team. The team.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, let's try another one.
You're on the air.
Good evening, gentleperson. How are you?
Why, I'm fit to be tied. How are you?
I'm okay. All this talk about Bush, 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 Bush. Why is it that on the Don and Mike show they could spell W-A-T, but they can't say T?
I'm taken aback, sir. I'm shocked. I'm amazed. I'm surprised and hurt that you use such... But on the other hand, you do have a point.
And they can't say fucking balls either.
Or duty or anything.
That
you got it. Keep coming. You're doing.
Can't say. No, I don't understand.
It's almost like being in the sixth grade again, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? All men are 16 years old. They're playing with their nuts and they're looking to stick it somewhere. All of them. All of them. All the time. And that's all there is to it.
It's Don and Mike on the Pike. Next Wednesday at 8 p.m., Don and Mike and their whole wacky crew invade Hooters on Rockville Pike. Come on out for some wings and perhaps a breast. Don't miss Don and Mike's triumphant Maryland debut. You'll wish that the night would never end. And who knows, maybe it won't. The Don and Mike Reno Style Show. Hooters and Rockville. That's how I roll.
Hello?
Yeah, it's me.
What did you want me to do a search for?
Okay. Give me search for super crime, girls in trouble, and press release. How to?
Here's what your search turned up.
Sex with animals? There's no time, man.
The place was done when there's no reason to be disturbed.
That's right. Behind our masks, we're perfectly ordinary people.
Don Geronimo.
You and your retarded...
Mike O'Mara.
Dr. Kidd, I need a brachiatomy.
A dollar bill, man. There's some spooky stuff going on a dollar bill, man. I mean, and it's green, too.
Rob Spiewak.
Oh, no. It wasn't the airplane. It was Beauty killed the beast.
John Norman.
Oh, God, I hate this job.
And the legendary Joe Ardinger.
What if we're still doing this when we're 50?
It would be nice to have that kind of job security.
Pretty good.
With an all-star cast of heroes and villains from around the globe.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
And callers from North America.
I can't take it. I cannot take this one.
Holy, holy donut.
Striking from deep beneath the Look Around Cafe, it's the Don and Mike Show.
And how would be the outfit today?
That's very unique, that one.
Done by listener Josh Ciotti.
Many different elements in that one. I liked it.
Dankeschön, Josh.
Yes. Well, let's start with something from President Bush.
Fancy digs you got here.
Thank you, W.
You can call Don and Mike anytime.
Fancy digs
from
you got here.
From anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, go ahead, guys.
Fancy digs you got here.
I know that.
There. Brother, what can I do to help you?
I don't know.
Hello!
Hi there.
Hello.
Oh, it's just sweet.
Hello.
And love is like oxygen.
Love is like oxygen.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi there.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike. Hi
there. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Hi.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there.
Hello.
I'll drink to that.
Him outside.
There he is.
There he is.
Beware. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Big, gigantic ape with OCD. Big monkey-sized blackberry.
Come on! The eighth wonder of the world!
And it's a gigantic one because he has big monkey fingers.
He does.
Is that a blonde in his hands?
Did you ever hear...
Oh, no, it's a banana.
Kong.
Right. Oh. Let's bring him in.
Yeah, he can't wait outside the skyscraper all day.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
He's mentally retarded.
How's
your
Tony Kornheiser hairline?
Nice look last night. My definition was made for Anthony Tony Kornheiser.
It's a good combination. You know, my wife's love is not like oxygen, like hydrogen.
That's isn't that flammable? Explosive.
Yeah, she's like the Hindenburg. Uh-huh. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Super Dave and all the ships at sea.
Hold on, a super.
Hi.
Yeah, there you go.
It's me, Super Jude.
That was for your Hindenburg comment.
Thank you very much. I have a piece of it in my home.
I know you do.
Come on over, I'll give you a piece. I'm ready to give each and every one of you a helicopter. Here's Don Geronimo, and it's Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Rob. Hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. As you can tell by the smell, this is the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Tuesday. 0822-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Buzz.
He's a local boy.
Yes.
He's just terrific. He's our new leader. He's like too much.
Like too much what?
He's one of the truly great swingers of all time.
And very important to mention, totally clean.
That's right. Absolutely.
Totally clean.
Thank you. Thank you. I know
clean
that personally.
Bill of health.
I know that personally.
You can call us from anywhere in North America. That means the United States and United States Light Canada. You can call us at 800-636-1067. We're on your computer. If you go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, click on Listen Live and we're right there. You can email us anytime during the show. Yep, poor John. Yanni, head lice back there answering your emails.
He's not that healthy.
That you sent during the show. We also have audio highlights on our website. And we're on iTunes if you go to Don Ampersand Mike on iTunes. But you don't need an iPod to be able to get the iTunes to turn your MP3 machine into a podcast-ready thing.
That was a pretty good explanation of the technology, although it does work on an iPod. So you can plug it into your iPod and
it does
plug it into other stuff too.
But I know quite a few people that have the kind, and you go to the store and they go, well, how much is an iPod? And they go, it's $200, and then they go, but this is just like an iPod and it's $100.
Right. MP3 player.
Yeah, you can get the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. I heard a rumor that soon they're actually going to be putting those into phones. It's pretty amazing technology.
That's true. You're a dreamer.
Yeah, that's right.
You're a dreamer, George Justin. Yeah,
what a crazy space odyssey that is.
Flying cars.
Crazy talk.
It is.
Ooh. Real exciting.
How about those Boston Red Sox?
Did you see what I'm wearing today? You see that?
Yeah.
That's my way of saying, even though they've crushed me, I'm still with them.
Hey, and, good for you.
And, the season's probably over, but it's okay. It's going to, next year I'll be back there at spring training again. I always do it.
There you go.
I'll go through the same agony. The agony has passed.
They hit you and it felt like a kill.
The good thing about being a Red Sox fan is that you can read the Boston papers. They have this thing now where some of the major newspapers in the country
are online.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
What is that?
Like, it's in another city, but I can read the same stuff that normally would take, I don't know, hours to put in newsprint. I could actually get on the internet.
You're kidding.
I love it. And I read
Kidding. And also you're telling me that there's going to be phones that have music on them.
And the last car that I bought, I actually went online and get this. You can find out how much the car actually costs.
No.
It's brilliant. Earth to mine.
Get out.
Oh, it's just a great thing. But
get
I was going to say, reading the Boston papers is it's very purging. You read the papers and it's exciting.
Please. All know the only way you're going to be able to read tomorrow's or today's Boston newspaper is to go to the newsstand tomorrow to pick up a copy of it.
No, it's actually, I read what they wrote this morning and I read it today. It's a miracle.
How?
I don't know.
Explain it to me.
It comes over the air. It's like TV. I think it's just like TV. That's the way I understand it.
You actually go to a newsstand, don't you, on the corner?
Yes, I do.
Like a wooden hut?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, he does that. I get the little boy that's got the cap.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Stands on a box.
And polio.
Yeah, oh, exactly. And polio.
The newsboy.
Let's see. Attention, crack staff on crack.
Stop it.
Let me see. An error has occurred in Neo Screener.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Well, I heard everybody checking things before the show.
Good night. I don't even know what that means. Let's see if the phones work. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I just want to say Love is Like Oxygen was from ELO, not Sweet.
Pardon me? Love is Like Oxygen is by Sweet, not by ELO, darling.
It's by ELO. It's right here in my car list.
Honey, Love is by Oxygen was a top 10 record by the band Sweet.
By ELO. It's right here in my car.
Oh, my God. I have the biggest C word on the face of the earth calling the show on the first break, challenging me about a hit record.
ELO.
You don't know who you're messing with,
honey, you may...
ELO.
Listen, hey, C word, you may have a version... Hey.
Did ELO cover it? I don't know if they did, but it was a hit record by Sweet in 1978-79.
ELO.
Sweet. Honey.
How many, ma'am, let me ask you a question. How many records do you have in your collection?
Records? I probably got about 50 records.
No, I mean, as far as music,
CDs.
I say...
Your CDs.
Your CDs. Your music. How much music do you have?
Hello?
Sorry,
Hello?
I didn't hear you.
Hello, I consider myself to be a bit of aficionado of both groups, Sweet and ELO. I have never heard
ELO's
the version...
Like one of your top five.
I have never heard the version... Would you please just put a sock in it for a second?
Got
your, move your tampon from between your legs and put it in your mouth. Just for a moment. Please.
Oh, don't turn me on.
The song by Sweet was a hit record. What you are hearing in your car perhaps was ELO doing a version of it. What is your source of info that you're listening to Electric Light Orchestra? Or just hang up?
Did she hang up?
You know what?
Very busy.
Swallowed the tampon.
She had other people to criticize.
She is.
Swallowed the tampon. Well, so she was playing the same thing that you were playing during... I remember that.
It was Sweet. It's not ELO.
Sweet. It was
even,
Sweet.
I don't think ELO has a version of that.
Yeah, actually, they do. But predominantly, it's Sweet. It was Sweet song.
I've never heard of
it. I've never heard of an ELO one either.
Yeah.
Hello? Lots of their 45.
Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don. You haven't played any Madden yet?
You effing C-word.
Oh, that was for the last
one.
That was
for the last lady. You effing C-word.
What?
Driving home with Madden on. You got a chance to play yet?
Oh, yeah. Got it last night. Yeah.
How is it? How's it doing?
Don't know. Got the closed copy right here.
You see how paranoid we all get when our phones ring?
Everybody
my phone doesn't even sound like that, and I was checking my pocket.
I looked at the back room, too, at mine.
Has anybody seen my phone? Rob's got a new ring on his. Well, no, Rob has the phone set up where different people get different
rings. He has like a Chinese ring when his dad calls. He has an Elvis ring when somebody calls.
And he's then got... when his wife calls, it's, no! Watch out, she's calling!
Oh, I cannot wait to go home tonight and listen to Ballroom Blitz by ELO.
Now, see, that's by Sweet, too. I got that. I get music.
You get jokes?
I like
you
ELO.
Get jokes. I love Sweet. Don't bring me down.
You will, and there...
Barus.
Barus. Why don't you have to give me...
Barus.
I'm going to give you this picture of Jeff Lynn and a cinnamon stick.
There you are.
How about that? I made an ELO joke.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you, Rosie.
Thanks, Curly.
Rosie, my name is...
Oh, man. My name is Agdushlu. Agdushora Agdushlu.
Thank you so much. Would you mind taking my cocktail of Marlboro Lights? I've switched to mediums.
How is Barus? Speaking of don't bring me down, Barus.
Barus was shot in the forehead.
Oh, that's right. He's DAAD.
And as he was laying dying, I
in
his perfect little hole where the bullet hole was, I stuck a cinnamon stick and an incense candle.
Oh, that's nice.
So, first order of business. Mike and I are still fighting.
Oh, no.
What?
Don't do that to me when I have water in my mouth. In my mouth. My big mouth.
What, Rob?
I saw the crawl on CNN. Day two.
Yeah.
Still fighting.
Uh-huh. It's pretty amazing that it actually made the papers more than John Carr. America's, John Mark Carr.
America's favorite DJ team. No, right. So we are beyond cool.
Yes.
Excellent.
Very much so. Yes.
And we've decided that what we're going to do as a group is just focus all of the, I don't want to use anger, I would say attention, the problems that we all have in everyday life.
Exactly.
We're going to focus them all on Rob.
Yeah. Mike, because, you know, you and I, in our discussions, we did determine that the problems that we have personally are multifold. And you know, there's really, since you were dubbed the whipping boy the other day, you know, that's where it's all going to, so anytime there's even the slightest amount of tension between Don and myself.
Which is very rare, but yeah,
it really is rare. It really is rare because I do.
When it rears its ugly head like yesterday.
Well, you don't need to explain it to me. It was my idea.
Because, you know, you basically are the court's, you're the court's jester.
I am. It's a weird way I multitask. I jest and I receive the whip.
And one of the things we're going to do here is we're going to install a post. It's going to be a 2x4. Well, more like one of those, decks. You know when they put decks up and they have the corner post?
And it's going to be your whipping post.
It's going to be your whipping post.
Good.
We're going to screw a couple of shackles in.
We're going to get a chance to see you without your shirt on.
That'll be good. Invite Dickie Bones.
And let's be honest, we have the full discussion and his pants.
Do I get a loincloth?
You get a loincloth.
Oh, that'll be nice.
And we're going to get a cat of nine tails.
Yeah. Got it. You can get that stuff. Don't you have that stuff?
Fly swatters.
Nipple clamps.
You know, whatever it is.
Board of Education.
And every time you're beaten, we're going to put one of those rubber balls in your mouth with the harness.
Wow. Yeah. Can I have some liquor?
Hey, you know, the other option was going to be suspend you from the ceiling.
Again?
We decided not to do that. So
I hate that.
Well,
it was, and you know what?
We couldn't find a garage door opener.
And also, the ceiling's not up to code.
Yeah. There's not a chance we can suspend you from that drop ceiling.
No, I'm afraid not.
So anyway, anything that ever happens again in the future will immediately be directed Rob's way.
Bring it.
To keep your charming hosts affable. And,
yeah, that's the only way we can really do it, and I think it's going to work out very well. And he's a tough kid. He's a tough little cookie. I think he's going to be able to handle the corporal punishment that stole us.
He's got a nice tough skin on him.
Right. And here's the thing that makes it a little tough for Don and myself. When Don's really upset, I get to do the hitting, and when I'm upset, Don gets to do the hitting. So it's kind of like, you know, we're supporting each other in that way. We thought it would be a good move because we're really not going to be as upset with you as the other guy.
Right.
But the guy that's not as upset has to still hit you just as hard.
To make the other guy happy.
That's it. That's how it works. Isn't that brilliant?
Brilliant. What if you're both upset?
If we're both upset, you could die.
I was hoping if you're both upset, it could be Buzz.
All bets are off.
Oh, that's a good idea. But Buzz, that arm strength.
No offense. You don't send a boy to do a man's job.
Well,
if you're going to take out a nine iron and a cat of nine tails and a skillet to Rob.
Right.
When you've got him tied up to the pole.
Yeah, and the 2x4 with the nails in it.
One nail.
That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, see, Buzz is too nice a guy. We both kind of really enjoy that action.
Can't
get into it.
Can't blame me for trying.
Well, you'll get your release. It'll be coming in your next paycheck. Your release is going to be there. The corporal punishment release. Oh, no. Not that kind of release.
Now we're going to make you sign something saying that you won't sue us for beating you during the show.
I was excited. I thought it was another kind of relief.
And really,
although that may happen.
Yeah, much
and
like
it.
And if it does, you'll be punished for it.
I will have to fight.
Much like the, keeping ideas fresh in comedy, also we discussed that the post will be the beginning. You know, it will be very boring if every time it's just a beating. We're going to try various different...
We're going to make your nook.
Mix it up.
Okay.
You know how they got those, if you go in a pet store, they've got those areas like for cats, those things that cats can crawl up and down, and you can actually build, or even on a smaller scale in a pet store, you can build like a little town for your gerbils, little tunnels for them and everything.
Right.
We're
going
to build a little, I hate to use the word dungeon, because then Dragon will follow.
It's a utility room. I like to call it a utility room, and it's Rob's torture room. And maybe next, after the post, we'll give you a cheese grater and just some salt water.
Well, that'll be nice.
I've got some design ideas.
Yeah. Don't help us.
It's his learning room.
And boy, I tell you.
A learning room.
How else are we going to learn the boy?
You know, I really wish the station was closer to a large body of water, because I've always been quite fond of, ever since I saw one of those Mutiny on the Bounty, keel hauling.
Oh, yeah.
Which was when they would take the person, tie one end of the rope was tied to his hands and the other on his legs, and then they would drag him under the barnacles of the boat. And
I would learn him.
Yeah, I would.
You wouldn't get any more lumpy oatmeal, I'll tell you that.
He would do real well with that.
We could use a metro bus.
He'll haul you under a metro bus.
Rob, you kid, you joke.
Yeah.
You kid and you joke.
I do.
But we're not kidding, and we're not joking.
Those cheeks are going to be redder than a Missouri sunset.
So on the company requisition form, put down that we would like that stripper pole after all.
Yep. And because that's where we'll improvise. We probably can't get the big post in there, but the stripper pole would be great.
They wanted to put a stripper pole in Buzz's room anyway, so go ahead, let's put the pole in there.
Tell them it won't be used for strippers, it'll be used for gay torture. Which is really what this ends up
being.
Rush the order.
And then eventually tell them the plan is, it's a great plan of synergy, that we release portions of it on the internet, and then we end up selling the videotape.
The Comedy Central. Yeah, we sell them, it'll be a series of 10, all of the different torture segments, and then the...
Rob being violent.
And then the eventual snuff film.
Yeah.
Which will be amazing.
We'll take a tip from the NYPD.
Right.
There'll be our salute to the boys in blue in New York.
Right.
There'll be you'll be bent over a toilet with with a nightstick.
It'll always have a nice introduction by you. You'll basically give a summary of the event of the day. Today we're going to duplicate what happened in a Manhattan precinct house and take it away, Rob.
Oh!
It'll be delightful.
But of course, Rob, if you just Well, listen, there really is no way you can dig yourself out of this one.
No.
I was going to say, if you step up, I know that you try it as hard as you can, and as much as I belittle you, you're an adequate producer. But still, we must punish you. That seemed to be the only thing that Mike and I could agree on when we got done arguing.
One of the things that happened,
we had to punish you.
One of the things that happened when we left the other joint is we used to have just tremendous opportunities for people to punish. We had,
right.
You know, we had salespeople, we had general managers, we had program directors.
Right.
Now,
you.
You know, we're all here. I mean, and you know, you're it. It's just the way it's got to work.
I mean, that partially comes with the job. Who else are we going to scream at when things go wrong?
It'll be delightful. Don brought it up, and I have to say, Rob, I enthusiastically agree.
I said, for instance, we would put yesterday's argument using this new philosophy. It would be Mike would say, I am so pissed at you because you're screwing up my Red Sox thing. And I would say, I'm so pissed at you because, and, you know, we would rehash, and then we'd figure out, okay, which guy really has the beef?
Who's the angriest? Who's the injured party?
Who is, right. and you know what?
And really, we discussed this also. It would come down to the fact, well, I'm not all that angry. You're not all that angry. But we were angry, so somebody's got to be punished. Who's going to do it today? We just flip a coin.
So that's what
and
we
it's
ended
kind
up.
Kind of like, who, you know, and the winner gets to hit.
That's what we ended up doing, because we couldn't figure out really which one of us was most mad yesterday. It was kind of an equal thing.
Right.
But we decided to still, if we were using this new system of democracy, as I like calling it, we in fact would just flip a coin. Mike would call heads or tails, and then, you know, the other guy would go at you just as hard as he could, as if he was doing it for the other fellow.
It is the classic example of the whipping boy. It's right out of the, you know, when I got that on the internet,
yep.
It really is what you're here for. It's delightful.
I was explaining it to Mike in both his use for him practically and me practically. I said, you know, you got a bad weekend with the ex, you got a bad weekend with people out there. You know me, I'm always bitching coming in, saying, God, I'm so mad at people. This
right.
guy did this or this guy did that. You know, Mike and I will be able to relate the stories in a manner that is enjoyable for you, the home listener.
Highly entertaining.
And at the same time, the other guy, the guy who's not all worked up, will be able to help the guy who is worked up get it out of his system by taking it out on you, Rob Spiewak, the listener's friend.
A win-win.
So the question is, Rob, are you prepared to, you know, to do this? Are you mentally, do you think you can handle it?
Bring it on.
Not that you can't, you know, whether you can or can't is not relevant, but I just want to know if you're ready.
It's not really mental punishment.
Okay, and I think really that hair on your back, that are you still getting it waxed off?
I just had my last treatment.
You just had it. You'll never need another, or just you're quitting?
They prescribed five.
You know, I like him with the microphone off. You hear him bellowing in the background. So the hair will protect your skin a little bit.
Well, there's not much.
Right. Except when we use the claw hammer.
Do call your friend Hughes, though, about getting a pole.
Okay.
In all seriousness, I think it would be great to get the pole up there.
Be delightful.
And get a very soft cat of nine tails
yes.
to start with.
Right.
You know, almost like one, almost like one of those court jester hats.
Sure.
You know, just like with pointy ends on them.
Maybe something felt.
Perhaps with real cat.
And the only pain would be the little bell on the
end. Oh, hey, what about that wind sock that my brother got me up in the office, that Green Bay Packers thing?
That can be modified.
That has like those those big, long strips of plastic on it.
Twist the end of it.
It'd
be gentle. It'd be wonderful.
It would mean destroying the wind sock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think it would be worth it.
Are you sure?
I think, yes.
And Buzz, you can bring some of your toys in.
You got it.
It'd be a lot of fun.
Some manacles.
It's funny, you know, the longer we discuss this, the more it becomes reality. It's almost like the more we talk about it, the more it's actually going to happen.
Oh, Mike, I mean, you've already figured out that it is. That it is going to happen.
Oh, man. A wide selection of leather shorts on order. Leather shorts and double XL coming along right now. Triple XL, sorry.
Got to get him a Billy Idol hat. Some of those little motorcycle hats.
All of these are going to have to be in the plus size.
And let's not forget the leather vest.
Except the hat.
And it is the leather shorts.
Yeah.
It's the leather bike shorts.
Yeah. Do they make leather bike shorts?
Don't they have leather shorts? Don't they have? I'm trying to think of the the Sopranos. What's his name?
Vito.
Vito.
Yeah.
And the outfit he was wearing.
Oh, the half-fat guy?
Yeah, I think
it was jeans.
I think they're an amazing. You know, they're chaps. They have those. You know, they wear those things.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
It was sweet.
There's confirmation right there.
Of course
there.
It was sweet. We're still talking about the first song today, right?
It's me again, and it was sweet. And
wait a minute. You called?
My mom is a whore.
You effing C word.
No.
Well, then let me ask you something, darling.
That's more than a guy would do.
Yeah. You effing
Nobody.
C word.
Nobody does.
On the start of a good looking Tuesday, why would you want to call right out of the chute, though? I'd be so goddamn assertive about something that you were so goddamn wrong about.
So sure.
Well, I called and apologized, and I was wrong.
Yeah, okay. Well, nice. You know, that is it's tough
Thank
to argue
you.
Around that because she yeah. is. That is the guys
you.
Never do that.
We appreciate
True.
It.
All right.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
How'd that tampon taste?
Salty.
Oh. That's been my experience as well.
Wow.
Oh, God, that's gross. Well, you know, occasionally. Yeah. I mean, you know, you get caught off guard.
Just a hint of copper.
You get caught off guard. It's like you go, whoa, hey, wow. Pull the string, get a prize.
The copper top.
All right, well, thank you.
Bye.
Okay, goodbye now.
Thank you. That was hard for her to do, I think.
I think so.
I think it was really hard for her. She wasn't happy doing it, but she did it anyway.
Happy pumping. Hello. Hot as Mike's show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, hi there.
Will these gay Rob torture videos be available at the one remaining Yankit?
Oh, no. Well, there's only one lot again.
No, we're not bringing up the Yankits.
They're all available on eBay.
A tragedy that chain went out of business.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
The way it did.
Hello.
Hi. I just want to let you know that my love is like oxygen is often wrongly credited to ELO.
Okay. All right. That would back
well,
up the
idiots,
argument.
Yeah. It's often mistaken by idiots then because really the version that was a hit record that was played by, you know, like 10,000 radio stations was the one by Sweet.
Exactly. But yeah, like in 1977, when Sweet left RCA to go to Polydor, they started experimenting with the kind of music that they attribute to kind of like ELO. So that's why a lot of people mistook that song for an ELO song.
Do you have black spiked hair?
It was the last top 10 hit, actually, in the U.S.
Do you work in a record
Mike,
store?
I got it turned off now.
Hang it up.
Sully's here.
He's still there, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I gotta love the crickets.
Oh, he's gone. Yeah!
Bingo.
Incredible!
Thank you, everybody.
Well, there, victory for us.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hey, what's up, fellas? I want to say, if y'all beat Rob, beat him like it beat Private Powell with team stocking balls.
Oh, brilliant idea.
That's a good one.
And that one, we can just put him in like an army cot.
Right, and then Rob a crowd.
Oh,
like,
yeah, we all come by with tube socks.
And maybe we get the soundtrack and play that music on the air in the background. That.
And Rob was just laying the rack.
That gentleman seemed. That was a brother, and he seemed pretty excited to have you beaten, Rob.
It's funny what excites people. <isn't it? laughs>
That is the scene. That is the turning point in the Full Metal Jacket.
You know?
It's when Private Pyle's going.
Don't forget, he's that guy on Law and Order now.
Yes, he is. D'Onofrio, is that...
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Hold on, what was I looking for here? Let me see.
D'Onofrio.
Cut number 11.
D'Onofrio.
Although, not what we were talking about, this is also from that same era with Full Metal Jacket.
This is up there.
Oh, me so horny. Anything you want. I only got $5.
You keep saying...
So this is what we'll have cooking in the background. When we're beating on Rob.
Now, what's the one from, what's the song from Reservoir Dogs?
Wow.
You know that scene where the guy thinks
Hold on.
This is good, and that one's good, too.
Hold on, that's a good one. You're right. Hold on.
And whoever's doing the torture that day will walk in just like Madsen does. You know, Michael Madsen. Is it Mazden or Madsen?
And it's really, didn't we decide the celebrity he most resembles, or the celebrity my brother most resembles, is that guy?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Especially with his short haircut.
You got it, Rob?
Yeah,
one time. Okay.
Hey, it's going to be longer torture if you don't get in there.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world!
I tell you right now, you'd be saying hello to a bell.
Tip of the hat to a couple of great directors, Stanley Kubrick and Quentin Tarantino.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is it. Stuck in the middle with you by Steeler's wheel.
Yeah. And then, you know, you sit there and you come kind of dancing in the room.
La la.
Black suit, narrow black tie, and a cat of nine tails.
Yeah.
I came here tonight.
Look out!
Too hot. But I don't think we'd ever cut your ear clean off, Rob.
Hello. Don Mike Show.
Radio God.
Howdy.
Would you be so kind as to find me a date for the Hooters shindig?
Find you a date? God, you should be able to find me
a hot chick.
It's next Wednesday.
Bye!
Bye-bye, Dave.
She'll be there waiting for
you. He wanted a date.
Yes.
I gave him the date.
Oh, no. Not
sorry.
What he wanted.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, you guys.
Hi there.
Hi.
Why is it that you want to beat Rob?
Pardon me?
Why do you want to beat up Rob?
One word, fun.
Because it's fun?
Fun!
It's fun!
Fun!
It's fun!
Fun!
And really, you as a woman, you should be applauding this, because think of, really, when you think of poor Carrie, it's nothing but payback.
No, women are too stupid.
I guess that's true.
Rob just said women are too stupid to understand that. What do you think of that? You think you should be tortured for that?
Well, I think you should know.
What? What?
He's winning his argument right there.
You're not helping us. Dummy says what?
What was that, honey?
What?
I don't think you're talking to me.
Come on, chubby.
What do you mean you don't think we're
actually
talking to you?
Actually, they are.
Hold on, yes, we are speaking with you.
Why must you insult me?
Well, you're insultable.
You're not helping.
You're like a Lunchable.
Sometimes it's the only card we have left in the deck. You understand?
We go through all 51 and then 52. There it is, insult.
Joker. I mean, you call with a question that, really, do you seriously think we're going to beat him?
I hope not.
Really? But you think there is a chance that we really will.
No, I just want to know your reasonings why you want to joke about it.
But you're okay with the hateful things he says about women?
Well, I know that he's just kidding.
Really?
Oh, but you don't know that we're just kidding. Or are we?
Ooh.
Or are we?
You guys are the ones to answer that question, not me.
But you obviously were motivated to call.
We are
Something
not,
upset you.
We are not kidding. Mike and I both have deep-seated fantasies about doing awful things to Rob.
I know the reason she called.
Why did she call, Rob?
Why?
Because fat chicks love me.
Are you fat, ma'am?
Yes.
Ah, good. And I like that. That's the second woman. The first woman called back and apologized. This woman's being honest about her weight. Are you super fat?
What would you consider super fat?
Over 250 pounds.
Someone asking that question?
I want to know how close I get.
I said over 250 pounds.
No, I weigh about 236.
236. And are you under 5'1"?
No, I'm 5'7".
Oh, so you're big.
Yeah.
You're a big gal.
Big all over. Yeah.
Big ass, big boobs.
Big heart.
Yeah, I bet you have a big heart.
Obviously.
Sure, and you care about Robbie, don't you?
Well,
And you know, here's the thing.
Big heart or large heart?
You care about Rob. You care about Rob, yet if you got involved with him, your best friend would be the backside of his right hand.
Yeah.
Well, that would never happen.
You would live...
That's what they all say, honey.
You would live deep, deep in a basement. You know, are you familiar with the house used in Silence of the Lambs?
Yes.
Okay. You know that well that's down at the bottom where Jodie Foster rescues the girl?
Yes.
That's called Carrie's room.
Your favorite snack would become a knuckle.
You want to cry, you go to a function where Rob and Carrie are together and take a look at Carrie's fingernails.
So
or I should say lack thereof.
Or ask her dare sometime to say something like, are you seeing a new makeup artist? Because occasionally she will have the pancake makeup just layered on very thickly.
Right.
Sometimes she looks like the Phantom from Phantom of the Opera.
Remember, Carrie had some highlights or something on her hair, and I went up to her. I said, your hair looks great. And she went, no!
Yeah.
Right. I said, hey, I'm not going to touch you.
Oh, the wig.
Yeah. The way she draws back. Yeah.
The wig.
I thought it was highlights. It was actually a wig.
It was a fire going wrong.
So you guys are basically wanting to beat up Rob because of the way he treats his wife?
You're damn right.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Oh.
We're standing up for women, honey.
That's it.
Oh, I get it now.
Don't you get it?
Is that it?
You know, with the constant misogyny on this show, you might forget the fact that we are champions of women's rights on this show.
That's correct. I totally forgot, but thank you for the clarification.
Never forget.
Hey, don't forget, what show is the ladies' friend, the Don and Mike show?
That's right.
Standing up against all injustices towards you ladies.
Right. Female delivery.
That's why we women love you guys.
What's the problem? There is no problem.
Not that I can see.
Well, thank you for the clarification.
Glad we could answer.
Thank you, darling.
Glad we can answer all your questions, fat ass.
Thank you. Right. You are a woman. Hear you roar.
All 236 pounds of me.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Be on your way.
And wiping that is too hideous to ignore.
Wait, to the grocery store.
Oh, no, to the drive-thru window.
On the way.
That's right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going?
Damn, out of Charmin again. Hello.
Time to just use the towels.
Hello there.
Hi, did you see Medium last night with Molly Ringwald?
Okay, let me just say...
Homo.
And then let me say...
Homo.
And then let me say...
Homo.
Okay, now we can answer the question. No, I did not. Anybody watch Medium with Molly Ringwald?
No. Didn't see it.
We didn't. I was watching a little thing called Monday Night Football.
How's she looking now?
Not good.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Shock. When did she look good?
I don't think she ever looked good.
I liked her in 16 Candles.
You liked her in 16 Candles?
How was that age?
Yeah. But I still always thought she was kind of an oinker.
Let's beat her up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, all I can think of is Marathon Man for...
Listen, I've got
the dental scene.
Oh,
yeah.
Get out the barber chair.
Yeah, you know what? That might be an all-time winner, Mike.
Larry Olivier.
And my man, Dusty.
That's right.
That might be the all-time winner.
Now you'll get relief. So, this is Novocaine. This will give you relief. This will give you pain. So ask again. Is it safe? And then, of course, Rob, the culmination of that
Wadner
would be Rob running up the street, like, with his shirt and tatters. You know when he escapes and he's running away from the guy?
Yeah, but I wouldn't run.
No, you wouldn't. You'd walk briskly.
Hello. Don and Mike show up with his corrective shoes. Hello. Hello.
Dr. Phil.
Oh, somebody's done the same thing.
Hello.
How's it going?
Okay.
Phil the Phil.
How's it going?
You are incredibly immature.
You can't change what you don't acknowledge.
You can suck this.
I'm a drunk pimp.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
You gotta grow up.
Shut the F up.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Are you an idiot? Are you a moron? Are you effing stupid?
Yes.
Have you ever said no?
No.
You effing idiot.
Quit taking yourself so damn seriously. I'm not sure what benefit you got out of being a drunk pimp.
You've been drinking today.
Yeah?
You're trading sex for alcohol and cigarettes.
Yes.
You are in denial.
That's okay.
Damn.
Well, how'd she get in there?
Esther.
Fair enough.
Dr. Phil, what do you have to say to her?
You effing C-word.
Oh, now.
Gotta run.
Okay, all right.
Hey, that's good. I like the ending.
Gotta run.
You gonna try to do that with me? I'm leaving you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye!
Gotta run.
Gotta run. That's his exit line. That's
Hello
the only
there.
One he's got.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, fellas.
Hey, hi.
I just wanted to call to say I love you guys. When that big girl was on the line, you were hitting those sounds back to back. I almost drove off into a bridge dam embankment. Thanks for making my.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You know, he really looks like Paul Schaefer playing.
Yeah,
like
Picasso.
Yeah,
dang.
There it is. And speaking of Letterman, they don't have. Now Johnny Dark, the CBS intern, is he now being used with,
like,
all those little vignettes at the beginning now?
Every night he comes out at the beginning and, like, grabs Letterman's crotch.
I love it. They're using him more and more. It is so obvious that David Letterman loves that guy.
Yep.
Loves that guy.
I think there's probably three people who agree with him. Probably you and me and maybe that producer of the show, and that's about it.
I just love the eyes when he does that little eye look.
Because I know a lot of people definitely think it ain't funny.
I mean,
I've had people come over and I've said, hey, now listen, I've got this TiVo bit on Letterman with
right.
this guy, the world's oldest page, Johnny Dark. Watch this.
Hilarious.
And it's this guy.
Yeah, right. I'm pulling your wang!
I've had more than one person sit there, and you know how bad you feel when it's something you have TiVo'd, and you go, okay, just a second.
Yeah, right.
Just a second.
Watch
fast forward.
You
fast forward. Okay, I got to go back. Okay, don't look. I got to back it up. Don't look. Here it is. And then you go, okay, here it is. And you put it on, and then...
Well, I think people respond to what the live audience, and the live audience doesn't respond.
No, right,
right. They're uncomfortable with him, which makes me laugh even more.
And he feeds on that.
He does. He likes it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Yo, hey, can you play that Little Richard sample 50 times in a row? Because I like it.
Who doesn't like that?
Which one, that one or?
Look out!
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
Oh, I do. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, how's it going?
Hello there. How are you?
Good, good. How you guys doing?
Oh, we are fine as wine.
Oh. Yeah, I got good with it. Punch, Rob.
What?
You ever see that scene from Old School?
Are you drunk?
No, I'm working right now. I'm working in a quarry.
In a quarry?
Yeah, drive one of the big quarry trucks.
It's a rock quarry, man.
Right.
Where rock quarry
lives.
We have
Fred Flintstone on the line here.
The only station that really rocks, man.
Barney Rubble.
Rock quarry, 108.
Where are you calling from? Where's the quarry located?
In York, Pennsylvania.
York, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
It's a peppermint quarry. He's busy right now. Harvesting rock.
Jetson! I know it's a long show, but
same creator. Right.
Flintstone!
Time to quit now. Now slide down your dinosaur and go home.
Get me Flintstone.
Get drive that car with your feet and then have the big ribs delivered on the side of the car.
Imagine when Fred goes home. And you know the big elephant's trunk that used to come through their window used to wash stuff for Wilma. Imagine if Fred came home one night and that trunk was somewhere it shouldn't be.
It happened. You know it happened. Everybody thought about Wilma.
Wilma's getting off on the. Fred walks in and says, "Are you having sex with the washing machine?"
Wilma! Wow, what are you doing there? Yeah.
And the lady, she probably also has sex with the. When they would play a record, remember they would put the needle
that
down.
That was my favorite of
birds. It would be a parrot, and he would always say something like, "This job really sucks. I can't wait till I get to have sex with Wilma."
You know, they always put the parrot's beak down on the record to play records on the Flintstones. My question would be, where did the music come out? Well, I think you know.
The bird's ass!
There's only one place.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Oh, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, Quarry Man.
Yeah, you ever see that scene from Old School where they have all the pledges up on the roof and they have their manhood tied to the rope with a block?
Oh, that would be a good... Yeah, that would be one I definitely think we could not do to Rob.
People are really coming up with some great tortures here.
Yeah.
And the one guy, the rope's too short, right? And it pulls him off the roof.
Yeah. Right.
Beautiful scene.
Actually, there's a manhole at the bottom that's open, and he...
That's right. So it falls too far.
That's right.
Saving his nuts. Man, this is great. We got the Marathon Man, we got Full Metal Jacket, Reservoir Dogs, and now we got Old School.
And all of it, because we
Thanks, guys.
We are... Thank you. We never did. Thank you for listening.
And I think the culmination would be, the scene from Braveheart. You know, speaking of Jews, we have the scene from Mel Gibson where he's basically disemboweled up on the concrete pedestal.
That seems harsh.
We build freedom.
We'll build to that.
All of that because Mike and I are opposed to women being mistreated.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And we're making a political statement, and I don't want you to ever forget it as long as you live.
I compliment you on your bravery.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart. She can't add two and two, but she got a great body, and I'm taking her home.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Phil Connor.
Phil McGraw. And obviously, John told me we'd gotten some emails about that. We're not splicing that stuff together. All you got to do is tape Dr. Phil for 2 or 3 days. And what he does is he just repeats stuff that people have said.
What's great about any of these guys that are sanctimonious, that have the big speeches every day, you can get
more. Shut the F up.
Well, Phil, I was simply explaining that, you know, when guys like you want to...
Tell me under what rationale that's okay.
What was okay is I was explaining to our listening audience that you got a big mouth. And
you like attention, don't you?
I don't, yeah, probably as much as the next guy, not like you.
When are you coming over so I can F you?
Hey, hey, I don't appreciate that, Phil.
You can suck this.
Yahoo!
Have you ever said no?
I guess I've said no. I've said no plenty. You hump?
He's so great.
Wow.
You hump. You big hump.
Phil the hump.
Just take Phil any day. And he, you know, on any given show, he says four or five things. We've got some that they wouldn't let us run because they're worried about the initials. Because he says, you mother... Effer.
He does it more than anybody, doesn't he?
Repeatedly.
He uses letters more than we use letters on this show.
He sure does, Mike.
I love that.
He sure does.
When are you coming over?
I got to hit a break here. When we come back, let me see. I have an update for you on my dogs, an update on Super Dave.
Oh, good.
In fact, did contact us.
Excellent.
So we're going to have to talk about getting him a rabbi suit.
Very good.
For Thursday's show. And, of course, the day. The Madden game arrived.
Yeah. Now, do you have it in your possession?
Got it.
So you've played it?
Got it, played it.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
All right.
It's good. Had sex all over it.
Just like a porno.
Why do you think it's made that way?
You want to go into one of those used game stores? What's that store? EB?
EB.
Eric
Bickle Games.
God.
Well, the thing is, when you go into Eric Bickle Games, all of the games have been used by Eric Bickle.
Yeah.
And by used, I mean used the way that I use them.
Sure.
He misunderstands the term release date.
Why do you think there's a hole right in the middle of the DVD?
You know, when you go in there to EB Games, you take a big, deep breath, and it smells like the, you know, back of a homeless person's ear.
Live!
There he is. EB Games.
Eric Bickle Games.
Schemes are money.
Oh, and when we get back, I'll tell you what it was like last night being there in line, in loser line.
Oh. Yeah, because I heard you towards the end of the show yesterday make a reference to the fact, I think you were talking to your girlfriend, and you were talking about how you had to be out there at a certain hour, right?
Well, the deal is that I got a free one from EA Sports, but because they're so friggin' uptight about it getting out and being being copied and being duplicated, they said, we cannot send you an advance copy. The very best that we can do is send you a voucher that guarantees you can go to any store you want and just give them this, and they'll give you
or
the Madden Hall of Fame game.
Or any hair cuttery.
And that's the brand new one.
Right.
The Madden game is called the Hall of Fame
game. So even with the voucher, did you have to stand in back of some...
Well, can I tell you when we come back?
Absolutely.
Because there were some mighty pissed off nerds last night.
Oh, super!
Nerds that were really, really mad at me.
Sure.
Any store?
Yeah.
So you went to Neiman Marcus?
Neiman Marcus for the Madden game.
Live.
It's a real special one.
It is.
It's a little smaller. It runs a little tighter than some of the other Madden games.
So I went to the, do we still call them blue stores or red stores? I mean, if I'm not going to say anything bad, then I went to Best Buy, the blue store.
Ah, the blue store.
So just so you know, for future reference, if we're ever talking about electronics stores...
There are only two that we have in this area. I know there are others in the rest of the country, but we've got...
Oh, come on, around the country, you got two.
Yeah. Is it really all over the country, too? I mean, don't they have, like, different stores?
Of course. I mean, there are... I mean, there's, like, tweeters everywhere, and there's...
Right.
And there's... There's other places, sure. There's tons of electronics places, but I think...
The big two are Circuit City and Best Buy.
I still shop at Luskin.
I know you do. You like Jack Luskin, the cheapest guy in town. I bought a TV from Jack Luskin.
With the bars on the window.
I think that shows you got a really great electronics store if they have bars on the window. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so I was there last night, and you'd be amazed how many people show up at a Best Buy. Yeah.
Right.
Actually, the Madden Night party began at 9.
Wow.
I didn't show up at 9 because you couldn't get the game until midnight.
You get to guarantee get laid at that party.
You didn't want to party?
That is a guarantee.
So you want to talk about the smell like a bald cheese in the air? It was a rather cool night, but for whatever reason, it hung in the air. And they made a point of saying, if you're here for the Madden game... You got to stand over here.
Yeah, please. You know, speaking of the blue store, and I'm not saying anything bad about the blue store. I think it's wonderful how they do this. But can you imagine smelling the seats in that little demo game area they have?
Oh.
Where you see people sitting there all day long?
Even worse, the things that they touch. The controller that is mounted to the case that you could not pull off.
They have those in Target, too.
You've got every kid that's been scratching his butt, every man that's had his finger up his nose and
run the black light over that.
Where else?
Jesus.
That joystick is finger licking good. I'm playing that brand new game, E. coli 2007.
You might as well try to control your Xbox with Carney Wilson's bicycle seat. Well, you might as well just sit there and point it at the screen and say, move.
Interesting.
Go.
This game smells like butt.
We got a break. We'll be right
Number
back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
McCall, your limo is second in line there.
Well, I can take it from here.
You sure?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Good night.
Night.
Get the f*** away from me!
What are you doing? Somebody help us! Don't die!
Show.
Call the police.
Bacall.
Someone has just taken out Lauren Bacall.
98% effective against tiggers and ticks. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, where's the follow-up to that?
It's Ben.
How are you?
What on earth are you doing out here?
Oh, I don't know.
Gentlemen, allow me to introduce Miss Lauren Bacall. Lauren, this is Carmine Tazzi and Christopher...
Moltisante. Huge fan.
Thank you.
That's Lauren Bacall if she got beaten up on The Sopranos.
Well, you know, as I look back at The Sopranos last season, that was probably the best episode.
Really,
that was just great when it involved Lauren Bacall, and it was kind of all downhill from there.
The Hyolite. Okay, I have a little bit of behind-the-scenes stuff that I think everybody here will be interested in.
Sure.
There's a disc jockey, a weekend guy, a guy who used to work during the daytime and got his ass canned and liked talking smack about us and more particularly about me.
Right.
And one day I called this guy up and I said, you got a problem with me? Come down to the office. I mean, really, I wasn't like Mr. Macho Camacho with him, but I said, you got a problem? Come down to the office. Mm-hmm. And the guy was a total pussy and he caved and he said, well, the thing is, you know, like, I sent you a tape 5 years ago and you never responded to me. And I went through this whole thing.
Here we go.
So anyway, this guy got fired from the weekday shift when they put Opie and Anthony on and they relegated him to the weekend. Well, I guess he's ripping me again on the weekend.
Wow.
Now, I don't care about this, but here's where this gets just a little nutty. Somebody from the radio station supplied me with a CD of him dissing me, and as it turns out, the person who supplied the tape of him dissing me is somebody who, because of legal reasons, I am not allowed to mention on this show, if you catch my drift, because this person might be married to somebody who used to be involved with this show.
Wow.
So if you follow my drift to that person who produces the Peter Rosenberg show, shove it.
Yeah.
Shove it. Honey, if you're looking for a fight, have your husband call me at home.
Right.
You know, that's how you handle it. Don't have your low-rent, $3-an-hour disc jockey rant about me on our radio station, and then when I don't give you the attention that you want, send it over for me to play on the air. And even worse, it's your same 5-year-old girl handwriting.
Wow! Oh, my God.
You know...
Oh,
honey,
my God.
Seriously. They're stupid, and then they're stupid. Now, I know I'm kind of talking in code here.
Yeah, I'm curious about the whole thing. I'm curious.
But long-time listeners will know who I'm talking about.
Right, and I would assume he had to sanction that sending of that CD, which makes it as transparent that he's trying to get some
publicity. Why else was it sent over here?
I have no idea.
Well, what's your theory? What do you think?
Looking for a fight, I would guess.
I mean, really looking for some publicity.
Yeah, I mean, that's
probably
why.
Could it be anything else? It's not... It's certainly not somebody doing you a favor and watching your back.
No, no. You know, and again, the guy's not worth the time and trouble. I'm not going to do the whole thing of play the tape and scream about him. The point is, you know, consider the person that's producing that show.
Or, you know, perhaps, because we don't know what the origin of it is, perhaps it was sent to you to get... at him or something like that. I mean, I know one thing it isn't. It's not somebody that's trying to help us out.
Oh, no, absolutely not. And it's just, it's to anybody back there, if you got a gripe with me or the radio station, just come to me. just come to me. I mean, if it makes you feel better to talk bad about me on the radio, if you're a lowly rated weekender, knock yourselves out. I mean, help yourself. But then, if you're going to be producing the show and you're going to supply me with a copy of the tape so that you think that I will get all mad and start some type of a war,
right?
That ain't going to happen. And, honey, for God's sakes, I mean, I know you're stupid. Write with your left hand, not with your right hand.
That is...
Okay?
Man, it gets curiouser and curiouser.
Yes.
I am very, very surprised. When did you get that?
Right before the show.
Wow.
Right before the show.
Amazing.
I guess, when is this from? August 20th? Is that what it says?
That would be what? Sunday.
Sunday. Well, I mean, who cares?
Right.
Really, who cares?
What are you going to do with it?
Well, what I did before, as you can see, was I just wanted to remind myself to talk about it. I already dumped it in the trash.
Right, right.
It had been stained. But the weird...
The line on this guy is that he was trying to get his get us to give him some attention and get into a radio fight. He thinks that's his ticket. He thinks that's how he's going to get some ratings, and he's wanted that for a long time. He wanted it when he was doing the midday,
and
he wants it now that he's been relegated to the weekend.
And I guess I understand that in a weird way. You're looking for attention. That's fine. My beef is that this was sent. I mean, I know the person that produces that show used to produce.
Yeah, but the guy is so much of an idiot. I mean, the bottom line is every... You know, in the early days of our careers together, what we would do is we'd argue with the guys that were in the time slot across the street. That's who you really should argue with. That's who you really should have the battle on. And then, you know, and he's kind of convoluted. He really is.
Yeah, well, I think it's a weird cocktail.
It is a very weird cocktail.
Including whoever, you know, the producer is, who I know who it is, who, you know, whose handwriting is on this disc, you know. Thank you, honey. I've already gotten lots of nice stuff from you in the mail. So don't send me anything else, okay?
Wow.
No, you can send me...
I'm blown away.
You can send me some Jiffy Lube coupons.
Man, balls bigger than brains. Unbelievable.
You can send me... And now I'm just talking to the producer. Mm-hmm. I'd like some free oil changes, please. See if someone you know could, like, get my wheels balanced for me.
How about 50% off a coupon for a tire?
Are you mean if someone was selling tires?
Yeah, I would assume. Well, I don't know about selling. I think maybe installing, and then maybe you could get a the labor should be free.
I guess so. So listen, Peter Rosenberg. Like I said to you before, hey Jackson, you know where our office is now. Even though we're not in the same building, you really got a problem? Come on down. You know, otherwise, shut up and tell your producer that she had her shot. Okay,
right.
She and her monkey friend had a shot.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
And she thinks she knows, doesn't she?
Yep.
She really thinks she knows.
And you got it going on. Oh, I got the way to get at him. And
yeah,
maybe,
said it. He'll play it. He'll play it on the air.
He'll play it. And listen, not only will he play it,
he'll do 2 hours. It'll be all you. They'll be talking about you for 2 hours.
And maybe he'll also slip up and mention me.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Weird.
That's why I had to get the frig out of that building.
Wow.
That's why I'm so happy to be in this building.
Wow. Are you kidding me? I am so... I've seen a lot of things. That takes the cake.
Yep. So anyway, just passing that along for gratification.
Just the cocktail of bad judgment, of thinking you're more than you are. All these things enter into it, and that's what that CD's all about. What the hell were they thinking? Or what was...
Can you imagine that if you and I were like talking about... what I think about somebody totally worthless... Well, let's think about someone who maybe used to be in our employ and is no longer in our employ.
Okay.
And was working, or even worse, just a weekender. Just some weekender at Q107.
Right.
Somebody that plays records on the weekend. If you and I had a weekend show and we were yelling at a... Well, it's pointless. My point
no,
here is...
No, where else do you go where you have the weekend jock... You know, taking pot shots at the highest rated show on the station.
And it's fine. Go ahead if you want to. But
the hell's going on here? And I'm not talking about highly rated. I'm talking about, you know, you can say highly rated if you're on a crap station. But the fact is, we're number one in, you know, I don't know how many categories. What the hell is he thinking?
I don't know. And I don't know what she's thinking either.
He's thinking he wants to further his career by getting into a radio war with us. And, it's not going to happen. There has to be some kind of parity for that to happen. Yeah.
Anyway, like I said, it's multifold. It's a two-headed monster.
Unfortunately, you can't go into great detail on the second head of that monster.
No, I can't.
But the individual, but that monster knows who they are.
But the handwriting don't lie.
And you would know better than anybody.
Yes, I would.
You receive more of that handwriting at a certain time
in that
person's career.
I've seen that signature. Yes, sir, I've seen it.
Wow, give it a rest.
Okay.
But a tip of the hat to management, also for keeping people on.
What we should probably do is take this segment and send it over on a CD and let me write in my very distinctive hand style. Now, play that on your show.
Interesting.
Do that, Rob. Send that over. Let's get something going.
Right on.
With some tool who's on at 9 o'clock on Sunday night.
Because we really know that's when the radio listening is at its highest. And that'll really benefit our show.
And yeah, please make sure it's brought over to this station, to our station where we broadcast from.
Is it hand delivered over here?
Again, I asked Kong. Kong?
I got it from John. I don't know how I got it.
John, was it hand delivered over here?
John?
Yeah, I had it hand delivered to me.
By who?
Say the name.
Say it. Just say it.
By me. Oh, by you.
Right.
Who delivered it to you?
The person in question.
Say her name.
Lisa.
Thank you.
Wow.
It gets curiouser and curiouser.
Thank you. That's exactly the point I was getting to.
Yeah?
That's what I'm getting to. Really.
Any vibe when she did that on what the motivations may have been?
I got no particular vibe. She said, do you think you'd be interested? I said, I don't know, maybe. So she gave it to me.
Wow. Man,
that's
oh, man.
That's good management, man.
Man, oh, man. You know, you really could do a... You could get a team of shrinks. Seriously, you could get a team of shrinks.
A dream team.
You could get a dream team, and really, just because I am right now trying to examine the motivations there. Any theories?
Don't know. I mean, it seemed to be offered in a friendly manner, so I...
Oh, sure. Sure, because that's what you want to do, Buzz.
Right.
If you're talking about a show that... And now you're producing another show that tramples the show, that verbally tramples the show that you and your husband tried to sue. Sure, you would give us a tape because a tape of that guy trashing us because that's good. Why?
You know, I'm serious. I am not prepared to offer a theory until I consult the team of psychiatrists because I really don't know. You know why I don't know? Oh, boy. I got to be careful. I don't know because...
I don't think so. Go ahead.
There is a level of smarts involved in certain people that... I'm going to say this in kind of a roundabout way, where I think that there might be a thought...
You're giving the benefit of the doubt, I think.
I don't know. I don't think... But I also am giving the benefit of the doubt if I think it's that cunning that, hey, this will get, you know... Yeah, but that's what it has to be. You know what? I'm going to give my theory. This is what my theory is. This is a pre-designed little deal where she got together with him and said, yeah, I'll see if, I'll give it to somebody over there and see if Don will play it on the air. And if he does, he'll probably get into it. That's probably the motivation.
Yeah, and I would do that.
I mean, do you think in any way, shape, or form it would be an olive branch? I think no effing
way. Are you kidding me? From what Rob told me, the guy like rips me again on this thing.
I'm not talking about from him. I'm talking about...
From her? Hold on a second. If she wants to extend an olive branch, you say, here you go. I really think things should be different between us. Please, it's a peace offering. Take this tape of this disc jockey saying that you're an ass of asses. Please. No.
You know, in a weird way, though.
No, absolutely not. Mike, listen, you didn't go through the whole thing like I did
getting the certified letters at home. It's so weird. This whole thing defies logic to me. It is so stupid. Whatever the motivation is, it is so stupid, it defies logic.
This is something a management should really handle. They're going to be mad at us for talking about this on the air, but
hey,
CS.
Stop being, we didn't start this.
CS.
We didn't cause this.
Figure this out. I mean, I'm not saying about putting a muzzle order on anybody, a gag order. This prick can say whatever he wants on the radio, for goodness sakes. But don't have a disgruntled employee of this show, who now produces that show, sending this thing over.
It's weird. And it's wrong.
And that person, incidentally, hello, is still got some kind of title, right? Like program something, right?
Man, oh man.
Am I right?
You know, I tell you, I could use an explanation for all of this.
Me too.
At the very least, and you know what? I think just not to rat anybody out to management, but just to get perhaps a conversation with management to have it explained.
Could we please get an answer as to why that was done?
I'd love to call Hughes now, but he's probably going in his pants that we're even discussing it this much
on
the air.
He's the guy to handle it. I'd like to find out, you know. We've been over here minding our own business. Seriously, minding our own business.
301.
I just don't understand things.
That's so cool. That's so cool now that you can't hear the beep, beep, beeps out there.
Right.
That's so cool.
Very cool.
See, if he's listening, he won't pick up.
Michael Hughes.
Michael, Don and Mike.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, you're on the air. Are you listening to the show?
Not right now.
Okay.
He said you wouldn't pick up if you were listening to the show, and he's right.
Let me just bring you up to
speed. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Very good.
I'll bring you up to speed briefly. I'm going to mention some names here because they're employees of the station. Okay, I don't fully understand this, how Rosenberg, is that the guy's name? Yes, Rosenberg.
Right.
He wants to spend a segment on his weekend show trashing me. You know, that's fine. But his producer, Lisa,
gave a CD to our newsman to be dropped off here. And we're confused.
And now Rob tells me she no longer produces the show, which makes it even more curious why she would hand a CD to Buzz of another guy ripping me with the hopes that I would play it on the air.
We just are...
It's real curious.
We're curious, and we'd love to get an explanation for that. That's about it.
Can you imagine that? If you know, we sent Rob over to Opie and Anthony's producer with the... Well, that's a bad example. They have ratings.
Right.
But...
Yeah, I mean, it's just the whole thing doesn't make sense,
Michael. It's weird.
We've been just sort of chomping on this for about 15 minutes, and we were just curious about it. And you know, we figured if there was anybody that could get answers, maybe you could.
That's news to me. I'll have to check into that.
Yeah, check into that.
So you might be curious about it.
Check into that.
Indeed, I am.
And
good.
And please tell Lisa that her contributions to this show are not welcome.
Yeah,
that we have a producer and we have a really good staff.
Got it.
Thanks,
Michael.
I guarantee his pants are a different color
right now.
Is
he off the line now?
Yeah.
That was quick.
He's gone.
Got it.
Well,
you know what? I think we just did him a service.
Sure did.
He should be aware of that stuff. That's just kind of weird. I mean, I don't know.
Jack, I tell you, there's so much background on that. You know? I mean, I swear to God, I'm serious. What the frig are you thinking over there? You people at that other place, at our old home. I mean, what are you thinking? But I'm really talking to one person in general.
Well, you know what? Here the deal is. I've heard about what's going on over there. You've been over there a couple of times, Buzz. The morale is not exactly sky high, right?
They miss you.
Oh, that's obvious.
They miss it.
That's obvious.
He misses us.
He misses. Okay. All right. So that's even more interesting. She no longer produces the show.
But
she felt the need to burn it on CD in her handwriting and give it to Buzz.
Maybe now that you know what that does? That adds another wrinkle. That adds another wrinkle.
Sure
I'd
does.
Like to know the circumstances as to why she no longer produces that show.
I can tell you this, Mike. It's not because of competence.
But now.
Hey, I make a serious statement and you're laughing. There you go.
That's my fault for laughing.
That's like when I say President Lincoln was shot at Ford's Theater. Yeah. Same thing.
That's not a huge you certain chuckle. Things you don't laugh at.
You chuckled, and I tell you every time.
Hey, you know, I've always been a fan. I was the play, Mrs. Lincoln. You know, nobody more
a
than
fan me. Of who? Of Honest Abe or Honest Lisa?
Latter. Of course. Because I always thought, really, the combination of looks and smarts will carry you a long way. Absolutely. I'm being serious.
You know what?
I'm being very, very serious. This whole thing is just weird. Why somebody that's not involved with us gets back into it? I don't know.
You're making yesterday's fight 1 million miles away.
Well, you know, we have found an issue that we wholeheartedly concur on.
We do. All right, well, listen, that's a job for somebody in management then. Maybe who is the program director now, Rob? Who is
Max?
Oh, yeah, Mad Max. Yeah. Mad Max? That'd be a job for him. Yeah. Hey, let's call him up. We've never called him.
Max, God, may I be struck dead.
Don't say it, Mike.
I met him once.
Don't, because eventually he'll cross us.
You'll curse it. I've liked others at the beginning.
You'll jinx it.
At the beginning.
But look who I got to compare him to. Look at the last guy. The last guy was the grand Mac Daddy of all idiots.
Gillespie?
Sadly, budget cuts led to his removal.
Well, he might not be the dumbest one we ever worked
with. Not necessarily the dumbest, but certainly the oddest. And an interesting style.
That sounds like an on-the-line beep.
The line. It's the first call to the new guy. He's not the new guy. He's been around for a while, right? A
couple months.
Well, here a couple of months, but hasn't he been in part of the...
He took the job when they eliminated Gillespie's position.
Right. He also runs the classic...
You know, he's probably on the phone with Michael. Michael's probably saying, don't pick it up, don't go on the air with them.
Hello, this is Max Dugan, program director.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, okay, bye.
Bye!
Hi, this is Matthew Broderick. I'm sorry, Max Dugan Returns, one of my favorite movies.
Right. Jason Robards,
right. That was Max Dugan.
Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. And
they never get what's her name?
Marsha Mason.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yuck.
She was good in it, but she's
Hitler. She was good in the beginning. She built good roads.
Ew.
All right, well, Q Rice.
Jesus, every day an adventure.
Didn't even have a chance to tell you about the nerds with Madden. Do that in a moment. Let's see who's here. Hello. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Oh, hello, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Don.
Hi.
Hey, Bud.
Hey, Tom, buddy.
Yep.
How are you?
Good.
Good news for you, Tom. I know that you like our new friend, Super Dave.
No, I do not.
Yeah, Super Dave's coming on to be a big star on the show.
He's coming on the show on Thursday.
I'm coming down here on Thursday.
No, you're not.
No, listen. Thursday is Super Dave's day. We're going to have two great things for Super Dave. First, we're getting him a rabbi suit. We're going to put him out on the street with a bullhorn. Being a rabbi, saying he forgives Mel Gibson. Then we're going to bring him in and we're going to play a match game with him.
It's going to be a big day. It's really going to be almost the whole show with him.
The whole Super Dave experience.
Because he's really good, don't you think?
No, he's not, because he hit his head in the pool.
Yeah?
When you all had the girls out there.
You know what we're going to call Thursday? You know what we're going to call it?
What?
Thursday.
No. Yeah.
Thursday.
His
own day.
Watch it. How's he gonna get there?
What?
Yeah. How's he gonna get there?
We're gonna pay for his cab.
Public transportation.
No, actually, we might send him a limo.
We are sending him a horse-drawn carriage, one of those handsome carriages from New York City.
We actually might chopper him in, fly him in.
Well, Mike, be honest. Mike and I, Tom, hold on.
Yeah.
Mike and I are driving. Where's he live? Baltimore?
Yeah.
Mike and I are driving together in Baltimore, and we're going to drive him down to be on the show.
From his house.
And then we're taking him out after the show. We're going to take him out, get him laid, get him drunk.
Why didn't you do that with me?
Because he seems like a really cool guy.
I'm better than he is. I'm like...
Oh, he's really upset now.
Better than he is. I'm
Tom.
Like, wait a minute. Wait a second.
Tom.
What?
Tom. Come on.
Tom, I'm sorry. There's a new flower in the garden. His name is...
No.
His name is Super Dave.
No.
Yeah.
He can't step on my turf.
Oh, is that fighting words? Oh.
Hard turf.
My turf.
Are you challenging him?
I'm challenging him. I'm going to take me down there on Thursday.
No, don't come down on Thursday, Tom.
But he seems like a really nice guy.
No, I mean, he's not doing any... Like, he's not going to be doing that, anything. Let me dress up. You guys can dress me up, and I can sit out there and blow my blowhorn and say, Mel Gibson, you suck.
I love it when he says, you guys can dress me up.
He is riled up. Tom, we love you. You know that.
Tom, you just got to let Dave have his day.
It's his
let
day.
Dave, I mean, let Dave have his Thursday, and I'll be... I'm going to be...
How about you? Can you come for our Saturday show?
Where is that going to be?
At the State Theater.
Saturday,
we're doing a live remote.
On Saturday? How about Wednesday at Hooters and Rockville?
Oh, that's nothing we can do about that one.
See, we don't do a weekend show. It's trying to fool Tom there.
He's got his eyes on the prize. He's a little wily when that happens.
Yes, Tom, you can certainly come out to our... We are number 4 in the ratings party next Wednesday night at Hooters, of course.
Yes.
And you know, and Tom, you know we love you.
Yep.
It's just right now we love Super Dave a little bit more.
And Super Dave can have Thursday, and then I'll have
Hey,
all...
Tom?
Yes?
Tom, now you can't tell us how to run the show.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Yes. Thursday.
Thursday.
Thursday was Dave's day, and last week was Dave's day with the pool.
Hey, Tom?
Oh, that's what? A couple of weeks
Tom,
ago.
Do you have any words of encouragement for Dave?
Dave can have it any way he wants it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That sounded interesting.
I think.
What does it take to be a star on the Don and Mike show, Tom?
To be me?
Yes, exactly. To be you. To be Tom Gavin, the man, the star. What does it take?
Yep. Be Tom Gavin, the man, the star.
What does it take, though, Tom? What's it take to climb to the top of the showbiz ladder?
You got any pointers for Dave? Any advice you'd give him?
I will take him down to CCR and get him laid.
Very good. Nice. That's the spirit. That's nice, Tom. You guys can work together, I think.
Yeah, Dave can come with me on Friday. Meet me down at CCR.
Maybe you and Dave and maybe Dennis.
No, not Dennis.
Yeah. I'm sure, why not?
Hey, I'm going to tell you all something.
What about?
Dennis can stay the hell off my turf.
That's right.
What about Robert the mailman?
Robert can suck the goddamn you know what.
Whoa.
Wow.
So who do you hate more, Dennis or Robert the angry mailman?
I hate both of them.
Or Super Dave, who do you hate the most out of those three?
I hate all three of them.
Oh, now you said you didn't. I didn't think you hated Super Dave.
Because I came out there, and when you all did that dunk tank thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tom,
you were out of control that day.
I was doing a joke. I was like holding the thing so that when people like throwing the ball and stuff, I was holding the thing.
Tom?
So, yeah.
How's your anger management going?
It's good.
Are you feeling in control right now?
Yes, I'm feeling control.
This message for our audience.
He's mentally retarded.
Now back to our show.
Tom?
Yeah?
You know, you're going to have plenty of opportunities to be on the show. It's just that right now, as Don said, I didn't say this, but Don did, you know, Dave's just a little better.
Mike, hold on.
Oh, okay,
Mike, I got to rat you out.
All right.
We were talking before the show. You know what Mike said?
Yep.
He used the L word.
What?
He said he loved Super Dave. I don't know if he meant he loved him like as a man or if he loved him as a performer.
In general, I just love him.
And I hear what's going on in Great Falls. There's a lot of deer going on, and there's like a dog going after them all. And his name is Spot and Travis.
Now, see, this is where Tom gets creepy when he starts talking about the town that I live in.
Right. It's very odd.
I know where you live at. I know where...
He does.
Hey, yeah, wait a minute.
I like hearing this.
I'm going to tell you something.
Yes, Tom.
October 7th, Patriot Center, Jimmy Lang's going to be boxing October 7th.
My birthday's kind of... We've upset him and he's all over the place
Patriot.
Right now. It's okay, Tom. Nobody understood Andy Kaufman either.
I know.
Do you know who Andy Kaufman was?
Yeah.
Who was he?
He's a boxer.
Right.
Exactly.
One of the best.
Who did he box?
Muhammad Ali.
No, he boxed kangaroos.
Wait a second. Hey, wait a minute. What?
What the hell's going on, Tom?
Nothing. I'm going to tell you something. What? I did that. I want to tell you something. Down at the DC Convention Center, the World of Wheels, they put me in a boxing ring with a kangaroo.
Oh, my God. Really?
I'm sorry, we missed that.
My ass kid.
Oh, Tom, slap those little
three.
Tom, you know.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, Charlie.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Charlie, I got my ass kicked with a kangaroo.
Kangaroo. Hey, Charlie, who do you like better, Super Dave or Tom?
Oh, Super Dave.
No, me better.
No, I like
me
Tom.
Me better.
Tom,
we really must go. Can you please be a love and take us to break?
Don and Mike, go to break.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
God, Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich. And I was just obsessing about it. And I was like, man, I'm going to make one of those. So Saturday, I went out and I got like a dozen eggs. And I boiled them all, and then I spent, I don't know, probably 3 hours, like 3.5 hours making, you know, the mayonnaise and the onions and the paprika and, you know, all the accoutrement. And then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
I can imagine.
And I didn't have any bread.
So, you know, it was pretty good. It's a good weekend.
The Don and Mike Show.
And Music Maestro.
Hello, please.
And here comes the song.
Oh. The super one. Not the one I selected, but just as good. This man is just a little ball of energy with a nice big afro. Skinny white man. You may know him. His name is Leo Sayer. He's super.
You wear a little Superman shirt, right?
That's really, really not the song that I wanted coming out of the break.
But it was a toe tapper.
For goodness sakes, how could we possibly have a disc that has Leo Sayer and Limp Bizkit on the same disc?
The Don and Mike Show.
What kind of crazy world is this we live in? I look for Nooking, and instead it comes up with Leo Sayer.
Here's Don and Mike to talk for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did it for the Nookie.
We have a, there's someone on the phone you would like to hear. She is, I don't want to say a disgruntled Playboy bunny, but she used to live with Half.
She's written a book about all the goings-on, some good, some bad at the Playboy Mansion.
I'm looking at the cover.
Oh, my
you
God.
Know, of course. POA.
Yes.
Of course. Of course, her name is Isabella St. James. And she, before we talk to her, just let me read you just two things out of her book very quickly.
Yes. Okay?
Before she gets on the line here.
Mm-hmm.
From her book, The Bunny Beauty Basics, bunnies must have blonde hair, tan, perfectly white teeth, fake nails, fake eyelashes, hair extensions, full lips, Botox, boobs, and a photogenic nose.
Huh?
The most commonly altered feature is the nose. 6 out of 7 girls at the mansion have their noses altered.
Wow.
Nothing changes your look as much as nose surgery.
Huh.
How about this?
No, no.
There's another chapter, and I promise we're going to get it right on. How to make love like a rabbit. The question is, does Half really have sex with all those girls?
Yeah.
Yes and no.
Okay.
He is the self-proclaimed king of Viagra. Half can and often has had sex with several girls in a row. I've seen it every time. I've seen it many times. When I lived there, Hef was in his late 70s. Viagra isn't magic. It's not like you take the pill and all of a sudden you become the world's greatest lover.
Mm-hmm.
Timing is everything. If the pill was not taken at an exact time in advance of the expected performance, then he would not be able to perform.
Oh, my God.
Also, whenever there was stress or drama in the group, and trust me, this happened a lot,
I'll bet.
The blue pill could not do his trick. Angry and frustrated, Hef would kick everyone out of the room.
Oh, sure.
When the Viagra did work, it didn't work alone. The bedroom encounters started off the same way. Hef would lie on his back in the middle of the bed. As we were getting stoned or drinking Dom, he would cover himself in baby oil.
Oh. Wow.
Many of the girls he slept with would get yeast infections. What a great book.
Oh, my God.
Blamed on the baby oil.
Oh, sure. My God.
Quote, parentheses. To this day, the smell of baby oil makes me gag.
Wow.
Hollywood started off the festivities by pleasuring Hef until he became ready. Seems to me as if she never wanted to let the other girls do it. I assumed it was part of her plan of sexual monopoly over Hef,
power trip,
which was still okay with everybody present. As soon as she got him ready, some new girl would be ready to have sex with him. That was the thing about Hef. He was always on his back. So whoever who had sex with him would have to be on top.
Just like you.
I guess this was good because the girl was able to control the length and the involvement of the encounter. Occasionally he would get up and get on top of a girl. It's sad to say, but this usually happened when he wanted to have sex with a new girl who was shy or hesitant. He knew he would have to get up to get any action. This was rare, and he used to crack me up. Holly's blood boiled when this happened. She was jealous that she made an effort. That he made an effort for anyone other than her. Because the only other time Hef physically moved to have sex was for a particular scenario.
Wow.
And that scenario involved only this girl.
Huh.
Last part. After the first girl had her first brief session with Hef, there was a second and a third, sometimes in a fourth. Finally, when it was confirmed no one else wanted to go, it would be Holly's turn to assume the position.
Oh, my God.
Wow. However, by that time...
Oh, oh man. No
what
job.
A tale.
No the job. Man. No job is perfect.
What a tale.
Half well, the man.
I mean, tale in both ways. T-A-I-L and T-A-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
she is now, the author of Money Tales, Isabella St. James.
Hello, Isabella.
Hello, Isabella. Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi there.
Wow. I mean, that's just...
That was quite an introduction, let me say.
That's just loaded with stuff.
Well, your book is great. I mean, your book is really, really great because it really gives all of the dirt on Heff. How many times do you imagine that you had to lower yourself onto him?
Well, you know, initially when I began dating him, we seemed to have a more intimate relationship because he was still, you know, trying to woo me and be very caring and romantic and sweet. And as time went by, that kind of dissipated. So I was not very intimate with him. Sometimes I wouldn't have sex with him for a couple months.
It looks to me, I've watched that reality show occasionally, and he almost seems... like kind of a father figure type of guy.
Yeah, he was very much so.
I mean, he treats the girls kind of like they're, you know, they're his kids. And then at the same time, he obviously is doing this work. How many nights a week does he have sex? Twice a week?
Yes.
Twice a week.
And,
wow.
And how did you end up getting to the point where you, I guess, were you worked out of the rotation? Is that what happened?
No. I mean, it's not like that. It's just like any other relationship, except he has more girlfriends than one. But I mean, you know, when you date someone monogamously, you don't want to have sex all the time. You don't. You know, you do it when you're both in the mood. And it was the same with Hev. When girls weren't in the mood or didn't want to, they didn't have to.
How long were you involved with him?
I dated him for 2.5 years, and I lived at the mansion for 2 years.
Why do young women want to date Hev?
Is it purely the money, the lifestyle, everything as far as having the, you know, all of that? Or is it to further, did you think you were furthering your career by doing this?
No, I'm an attorney. I just graduated from law school when I met Hef. I certainly didn't further my career by dating him.
That doesn't necessarily fit the profile of the Playboy money.
No. I just, you know, when I met him, I was just very intrigued. I mean, this was Hugh Hefner, an icon, you know, social revolutionary. I was very interested in talking to him and meeting him, and I was curious to see what the attraction was. Just like you're asking me, I asked myself, why are all these gorgeous young women with him?
How's his weenie?
So, you know, he was just like a boy wooing a girl.
I guess you didn't hear me. How's his weenie?
I'm trying to ignore the question.
Well, and I'm trying to ask it in a fifth-grade way that will not get us in trouble with the FCC.
Is he average? Above average?
Average.
Just very average.
She said just very average.
Hot dog? Hot cocktail weenie?
I don't eat cocktail weenies, but...
Good for you.
I would just stick with average.
You know, I'm going to take your quote of just very average,
which is
a little smaller than average.
Now, in this book, I read, as you heard, a couple of your just the intro to the chapter, that are fantastic. I mean, when you write about his schedule and his guests and his routine and the grotto, you really have written not a tell-all book, because I'm sure you held some stuff back, but this is not really flattering stuff. What does Hef have to say about your book?
You know, I haven't had a chance to speak with Hef since the book came out, because it just came out yesterday.
But he had to know about it,
right?
He didn't know about it, and I spoke with him a few months ago, and he said that he would likely give me a blessing for the book if I agreed to only write positive and wonderful things about him.
Okay, well, so you're...
I guess you're not getting the blessing then.
Up until the book came out, have you had a decent relationship with him?
It was okay. It was a little bit strange initially, but I was getting the invitations to the mansion again, and we had, you know, been exchanging Christmas cards and so on. So it was very polite, civil, you know, nice.
Pretty safe to say that's not going to happen now, right? I mean, I would assume he's not going to be happy about this book. I mean, there's stuff in there about, you know, that's not positive about him. Would you assume that the relationship's going to blow up?
I hope not, you know. He's a big supporter of the First Amendment. I mean, it's my right to tell my story, and he happened to be a big part of it. And I didn't write anything that was mean or bad. I simply wrote the truth, exactly how it was. And if he's unhappy about that, then, I'm sorry.
What do you think? What do you think?
Mike, hold on.
Go ahead.
Hold on. I just found some very Elvis-like stuff. Have schedule. We are fascinated with Elvis.
Right.
So
I bet he's Elvis-like. I'm sure he's Elvis-like.
Pat eats an English muffin, I bet he does, with butter and strawberry jam between 10 and 11 a.m. He reads the paper, puts on his Blackstone PJs, makes his way down the hall to the office where he works till 5, where he eats his daily instant Lipton's chicken noodle soup and crackers.
Wow.
He is still the editor-in-chief of Playboy magazine, and he likes the First Amendment, blah, blah, blah. Evenings are equally structured. Hef eats all of his meals in bed.
I didn't know.
Breakfast, his later afternoon soup, and dinner late at night, usually as he prepares to watch a movie in bed. On dinner buffet nights, he sits at the table and drinks his classic Jack and Pepsi. The butlers have a book downstairs so they can follow directives, because Hef does not like things that are different.
Right.
He likes lamb chops, fried chicken, cheeseburgers, and fries. His dinner always comes with applesauce and a glass of cold milk.
Sure does.
Sometimes with potato chips.
This is sounding amazingly like Elvis.
He also likes Haagen-Dazs strawberry ice cream for dessert. What was really peculiar about Hef is that when we went out for dinner, he would not eat restaurant food. Our kitchen prepared his regular lamb chop dinner along with his applesauce and peas.
Oh, my God.
He would have it delivered to the restaurant before we arrived for dinner.
Wow.
The restaurant kitchen was taking a long time with his dinner. He would get anxious and annoyed. Christmas and Thanksgiving were the only two occasions every year when Hef ate dinner at the dining room table.
Wow. Whoa, that is a great fact.
Why would he be upset about any of that?
Hey, she's telling the truth.
Wow, that's good stuff.
What's the most pissed off you ever saw Hef? What gets him really mad? Obviously, if you're spending that much time with him, you're going to see his ups, his downs. What gets him mad?
He gets irritated when things don't seem to go his way, you know, like for, let's say we were at an Emmys party and he wanted a private table on the side so we would be secluded from the public, from other guests at the party, and if he didn't get that, he would get very irritated.
Would he ever get
mad? He would get irritated if girls were talking, if men were coming up and talking to the girlfriends.
Would he ever get mad if he, like, you ran out of applesauce?
No.
And what, you obviously, it sounds to me that you've written this book. You're probably smart enough to realize this is going to shut the door at Playboy.
Who cares?
You know, and you know, you're an attorney, so I guess it doesn't matter. But I mean, do you think really that he would, serious, and a serious question, Isabella, do you think that he would in any way say, hey, that's cool, you know, that's fine? Do you think your relationship is that good with him?
I'm not sure what level our relationship is at now, but, you know, I'm not really worried about it. I wrote the book for myself, and I wrote the book for the public. I didn't write it for a stamp of approval from Hef.
Oh, well, you have a bunch of pictures of him that I wouldn't want of me in a book.
Really?
You look in the middle, Mike. There's the picture of him with the pimp daddy hat on.
Yeah,
that's not a really flattering photo.
Why? It's adorable.
I agree.
Oh, my God.
People love it. People think it's charming.
There you are with Kid Rock and Pam Anderson. Were you able to wash the disease off you after you had that picture taken?
Pam and Kid Rock?
And look at the one where he's got the hat on that says The Dashing Hef.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that one, Mike, where he's got the blue shirt on and like an Indiana Jones hat.
The Dashing Hef.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. The baby oil. Don was reading this about the baby oil.
Yeah.
Isabella, that had to be nasty. I mean, really, that had to be nasty.
It is, but he seems so attached to baby oil ever since the 70s. He's been using it, you know, for tanning outside, for, I guess, his activities inside. It's just a big part of his life. I don't know why, but, yeah, I can't stand it.
Isabella, we've talked about a lot of things on this show for many years, and I got to ask, what's the grotto like?
Yeah, the grotto.
The grotto.
How do we get invited? And do people still have sex in the grotto?
You know, I did write a chapter about the grotto, and it's a very short chapter because not much happens in the grotto.
Oh,
inside.
Really?
It is a beautiful place. It's very cozy. It's very seductive and sensual. Uh-huh. But the mansion is not swinging like it once was. And even at parties, people don't really have sex in a grotto. No one really has sex in a grotto.
Oh, that's such a disappointment. Yeah. In your time there, in your 2 years at the mansion, who's the horniest famous celebrity that you met?
Was it Dick Van Patten?
James Caan?
The horniest?
The horniest, yeah. The guy that maybe you thought was really just really into the girls and, you know.
Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore.
Mentally retarded.
That's Pauly Shore, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And hold on. I'm looking through your book right now. Here's another thing. Gifts. Major things were something we requested for our birthdays. All of the girls knew what they really would get from Hef, if they wanted, with like boob jobs or porcelain veneers, a nose job, whatever. For birthdays, Hef always gave us the same thing. A small frame with a photo of you and him, and a card with $2,000. In addition, You could get whatever kind of surgery you wanted.
Wow.
That's nice. How nice.
Well, it wasn't a guarantee. It was just that seemed to be when girls wanted, you know, to get their boobs done or something.
And
you didn't just ask him every day. It wasn't like you had to save it for a special like.
You have to admit this is a little catty now. Isabella, just a little catty. What does a millionaire Playboy boyfriend get you for Christmas?
Playboy underwear and a Playboy bracelet that's $5.99.
Yeah, there you go. Bingo, right.
Well, you're honest. You're very honest about it.
Lucky girl. It's a good book.
Wow.
Isabella, looking ahead to the immediate future, is the mansion handicapped accessible?
I don't think it is. I'm sorry to say no.
What kind of law do you practice? Are you practicing now?
I'm not practicing law at the moment.
Are you? Okay. Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 30 years old.
30. Wow.
Beautiful.
When was the picture taken for the cover?
Good. Beautiful.
About 6 months ago.
Oh my God! Wow.
Where are you from? What Scandinavian country are you from?
I'm Polish. I was born in Poland and I grew up in Canada.
Yeah. Boy, I'm on a vacation in Poland. Huh?
Well, you know, there are lots of beautiful women there.
Are you married?
I am.
How long have you been married?
A year.
Do you have any kids?
No.
Okay.
Good for you. Remember, good for you. Just remember, you can forget about any kind of career down there as soon as you squeeze a baby out.
You know, and I want to ask one last question. As far if you had a daughter, and someday she wanted to be involved with somebody, obviously Hep will be long gone at that point, or maybe not, he might be hanging on. What would you encourage women that are, you know, beautiful model type women that can be in Playboy to pursue this kind of lifestyle, to go out to the mansion? Do you regret it, or do you think women should still try to do that?
No, I think everybody can make their own individual decision. You know, I certainly spend most of my life in school. I went to university, I got my BA, I went to law school, got my JD, and I had graduated law school early, and I felt like it was time for me to try something new, and I wanted a change. I wouldn't advise it to other people, but it seemed like it was the right thing for me at the time, and I have no regrets about living at the mansion. I had a fabulous time. Mm. I'm just trying to say it's not always perfect and fantasy filled like many people think it is. You know, the reality is a little different, and my only regret is that I lived there a little bit too long. And got a little bit jaded at the end, but...
When you were there when you had relations with him, would he wear a rubber, or would you use the pill, or was there just
no,
not... was there not a chance that he could father a child at this point?
No, he never finished the...
Oh, really?
...experience with anyone. It was just a solo act.
Oh, gotcha. I understand.
He would finish by himself?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Like
the man, the sex king of America.
He would put on a show for you girls, or what? Is that how it would end?
I don't know. I think he was just doing it for himself.
Everyone would leave? Would you leave, or would you
no,
be there?
No, everyone was there.
He put on a show.
You know, I can tell that it probably towards the end, that had to be work. That had to be a little tough, wasn't it? Sex with Hef had to be a little difficult at the end.
How are his bowels?
Oh, he's fine. He actually looks really great for his age.
How about bowel and bladder control in general?
He doesn't have any problems.
No problems.
Doesn't have any old man issues like forgetting his name or anything like that?
No, he doesn't have any of those problems.
What about those teeth? Do they sleep with Polident or?
He has good teeth. He has his own teeth.
He has his own teeth. He doesn't have dentures?
No, he doesn't have dentures.
Would you like to go on record and tell us who was the biggest bitch at the mansion when you were there?
As far as...
Yeah, just being mean to the other girls.
That's
and
like
mean
a celebrity
you.
Maybe we'd heard of?
Or a celebrity bitch.
No, you know what? All the celebrities I met were really great.
Oh, really? You never...
Yeah.
What about when Leah Remini was there? We heard she was a huge bitch.
Do you know what? I never met her.
Yeah, well, that's
do you know who she is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
You're very fortunate.
She said that she had sex with Hef.
What? No.
Yeah, she did. She sure did.
Oh, my gosh. No way. Yeah,
she sure did. So did Patty Heaton. You know her? You know the wife on everybody?
All the CBS stars?
On Everybody Loves Raymond?
I guess,
oh, God, you guys are so silly.
I guess Hef never really hits on celebrities, does he?
No.
I mean, was there ever anybody, a woman that would come to the mansion where he got, you know, where you thought, hey, maybe he was interested in somebody who was famous?
Like Connie Chung?
Probably Paris Hilton.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. He was interested in
he
Paris?
Like that, huh?
Well, I don't don't know if he was interested, but I'm sure, you know, if Paris were interested, he would jump all over that situation.
Would you be with other women when you were with Hef? Would you have...
I was a couple of times. That was the only two times in my life, but...
Like experimenting.
Yeah.
And Rob says he dwells on Marilyn Monroe. Is he kind of obsessed on Marilyn Monroe?
Yes, you know, I mean, he's still kind of stuck in a time warp where he's in love with the older movie stars and the beautiful women.
Why wouldn't he feel nothing but 100% positive feelings towards this book?
I don't know. Well, it's true. You know, he created his own world. He lives his own little lifestyle, his own world, and he does what he likes. And
did he ever make you achieve the ultimate that a woman can achieve?
No.
No, never?
He did not.
Did any of the girls ever experience that, do you think?
I would say no.
Okay, very good answer.
Well, wow. You have been a fantastic interview.
Yeah, really. This is really interesting.
No, you're good. We could talk to you all day, actually. And you know what? You came at the right time, if you'll pardon the pun.
I'm glad you found it so interesting.
Yeah, but you were interested. It's a fascinating subject. And really, I mean, how many women have come through those doors and never had the guts to do this? And I think it's a little gutsy to write the book. I think it's very cool.
Our producer has done such an awful job of booking guests. I am just amazed that he was able to get you with this book that just came out yesterday.
It's a great book.
Now, Rob Kong, now you've raised the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've raised the bar, because tomorrow it'll be like Buddha Mouse again.
Yeah.
But for today, it's Bunny Tales, available at Amazon.com.
Isabella St. James, thank you, and good luck with your book.
Thank you, guys. You guys are sweet.
Gee, boy, you're sweet.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Anytime you're in Washington, please come by the studio.
I would love to. Thank you.
No baby oil, we promise.
All right. Hold on a second, honey.
Thank you.
Go see how that went, Rob.
You always get it in there. You always do.
What, the honey?
Yeah.
Of course, honey.
Great to be up. Hey, honey.
Isabella. Thank you so much. How do you think it went?
Call her, honey.
Oh, they're not tough, honey. They loved it. It was great, honey. Listen, if you ever are going to be signing and touring?
Sweetie.
And dare you throw a baby doll in there?
Well, if you're in D.C., baby doll, you got to come. You were fantastic.
Okay,
we really appreciate it. Thank your people for it. Bye, then.
There you go. Yay.
Good job, Ron.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
Very good.
It's a good book.
Yeah, a great cover. She's going to sell a few books based on the cover alone.
Very pretty. She is. How about that? Mm-hmm. How about him getting down with everybody? Like, okay, so everybody just sit around now.
I'd like to thank you all for participating. Now I'm going to finish. This may take a bit of time.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Hey.
I achieved.
I'm going to throw up. It smells like baby oil in here.
That is the grossest thing. You see his shriveled ass all covered with baby oil. Here come the blondes.
How about him eating all of his meals in bed?
Yeah.
He's half. Very much like Elvis.
He can do whatever he wants, man.
The funniest thing is sending the lamb chops ahead to the...
That is the weirdest. That is the quirkiest. That's almost like a food taster type thing.
That is.
That's almost Howard Hughes-like, the way
all
he
right.
does that.
It will fascinate you.
Hello, Holly.
Way to spoil it for me.
Very sorry about the yeast infection due to the baby oil covering my body.
Bunny Tales, that's the name of the book. Thank you, Kong. Good booking. Get it? Good booking.
I get it.
That's a pun. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike on the Pike next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Don and Mike and their whole wacky crew invade Hooters on Rockville Pike. Come on out for some wings and perhaps a breast. Don't miss Don and Mike's triumphant Maryland debut. You'll wish that the night would never end. And who knows, maybe it won't. The Don and Mike Reno style show. Hooters of Rockville. That's how I roll.
What you see is what you get. With Females for Hire. And it's a lot more than you have ever seen. Yes, Females for Hire makes the happy hooker look like Mother Goose. It's all here, all of it, with everything left in and nothing left out. The story of the jungle they call the street and the girls who have become the most dangerous game on earth. Here is the marketplace. The buyers and the sellers. The conners and the conned. The dream and the nightmare. Females for Hire. They guarantee you a good time. The contract doesn't say you'll come out alive. You're playing with fire. With Females for Hire.
from Independent International, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Why, is there one more tag?
Fancy dicks you got here.
Thank you, Bush.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. What you see is what you get. Females for hire.
Fancy digs you got here.
A daily 4 hour salute to all you filthy sea bags. Don and Mike.
You effing C word.
I'll visit addictedtokelly.com.
For sponsoring our show on Westwood One, addictedtokelly.com for all the latest Kelly Clarkson tour information as well as exclusive video. And your chance to win Kelly Clarkson's Mustang GT convertible brought to you by Ford. You know what I'd like? It's the driver's seat.
Yes. For that car?
From that car.
The one that Kelly's in?
Mm-hmm.
You got the... I didn't know you took a shine to Kelly Clarkson.
Have you seen her since... I don't want to say since they've cleaned her up, since they've... dirtied her up a little bit.
Yeah, she's a little funky looking, and I think it does her well. And I think she's enormously. I think she's the best idol that ever came down the pike.
I saw one of the other ones on TV the other day. Carrie Underwood, Deviled Ham.
She's doing the country, the country stuff.
And they had her dressed up on the stage, and she's trying to be hip, and she had that half. The leather glove that has the fingers cut out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the Madonna look.
Exactly the Madonna look.
Right.
She had that on.
So are they trying to make her a little more naughty?
Shut her up as well.
I like it when they do that. And that Carrie Underwood, there's a good subject right there.
Yeah.
I hope they do make her naughty.
And have you seen now that they've sexed up Ruben Studdard?
Oh, it's fantastic.
His mitts are fantastic.
It's great when he wore that mesh shirt.
He doesn't even have to wear pants.
He looks fantastic now.
Still can't see anything like the guy on Operation.
Hey, what about what's his name from that show?
Clay?
No, the guy that you talked about.
Randy Jackson?
Yes.
Thursday we'll be speaking with Randy.
Thursday.
Really? Randy from Idol.
Yes. Yes.
Very, very cool.
Also finally. Sexy.
Wow. Damn sexy.
Wow. Wait, what did you eat this week?
Well, you know, I don't normally like to book.
The eighth wonder of the world!
Two legitimate guests in a week?
I know.
He had a bowl of reality flakes this morning.
That's a good thing.
A nice big bowl of unemployment with berries.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to that.
Yep. But before we get to the next thing, which will be followed by another thing, then another thing.
I like that.
And then we'll go home and we'll...
Don't reveal too much.
Come back and do some other things.
You're such a tease.
Really, I got to tell you about this scene last night at Best Buy. The Madden game came out yesterday.
Right.
And if you've got it, I know John has told me a lot of people have called about this. If you got it, you're going to like it. And here's why you're going to like it. First, as opposed to regular Xbox, when Xbox 360 came out, the play on the Madden game was a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, and there was no challenge. You had calls that would be blown all the time, and you didn't have the ability to challenge a call.
What about the graphics? I mean, are they
better? This year... Even freaking better.
I mean, it seems to me that the Madden game every year...
It looks...
I mean, the ultimate will be, you know, it almost looks like you're looking at a real football game.
I played the first game I played was the Colts against the Packers. And when Brett Favre came up the line, it looks like Brett Favre.
Wow. You know, it seems to me they ought to be sending you more than just a free voucher for a game when we're doing this.
My guy also got the hint book.
They send you a free hint book?
Yeah, anyway, the game is outstanding. A bunch of changes you're going to have to find, like kicking. You're going to have to use different parts of the controller to kick, and pulling up your playbook is not as easy as before, but they've got this stuff now where you can pull a blocker out in front of you, and you can actually pick the blocker that you want to block the way that you want him to block.
I always ask you this. And I'm probably being repetitive, but really, if someone was to pick up that game and just start, how long does it take before you could have enough knowledge to actually enjoy yourself?
A couple days.
That's 16 hours, right?
It's a couple 8-hour days. It's a pretty good goddamn game.
Right.
I mean, and this year they junked it up with even more stuff. It comes with a DVD, if you buy the Hall of Fame edition. And the best part is, for anybody that plays online, your stats from last year will carry over to this year. In previous years, every year when Xbox Live came out, you would have to start over again.
So you have to go, like, to the internet to get that done, or...?
You do that on the internet, and then you got a router in your house, and you play... That's like how I play against Robert Millman. I played against Tori Holt online.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the game is great. And here's the scene last night. And I mentioned this to my girlfriend, when I got home, you know, she said, hey, I heard the show. How much of that was kidding and how much of that was real, the part where you and I were going at it? And I said, you know, me and Mike, we went at it. It was real, but it'll be okay. She said, what are you going to do tonight? I said, got it under control. Going to have dinner. Going to watch Mr. Tony do the game.
Right.
And then right after the game, I'm going to head right over to Best Buy. I'm going to be up anyway. I'm going to go and be one of those idiots that gets in line and watch it and waits and then plays the game at midnight.
Wow. And a sidebar, I mean, what did you think of his second performance? Was he,
I thought Tony Kornheiser,
was he better than he was in the first game?
Yeah, he's going to be outstanding. Here's what I love about Tony Kornheiser, besides the fact that I think he's funny and caustic. I, for one, don't find fault with him being honest. Like, for instance, a guy, Todd Bowman, who has played for Minnesota in a bunch of teams, came in last night at quarterback, and Tony Kornheiser said, that guy's been in the league 10 years. Mm-hmm. Tony Kornheiser said, I got to be honest with you, this is the first time I've ever heard of this guy.
Wow.
Now,
yeah, that's good.
I love that. I'm sure that there will be football purists out there who will say, you know, how can you not know a guy that's been in the league for 10 years and has been a backup everywhere? I love it. And a lot of the questions that he asks are really, really good questions. The only thing that I would say to Mr. Tony is, first, if you're going to be on camera, roll down the sleeves. Roll down the sleeves.
Why? Does he have some arm issues?
Hairy arms?
No. The arms look orange like the head does.
Oh.
You know, he's got those orange spots on his arm. And like I said, high definition, much like I think it would have been in Howard Cosell's age if it was around, would not have been a friend to Howard Cosell.
Yeah, especially at the end when Howard's microphone was shaking.
High definition is not a friend to Tony. Tony should just, he should be there. Maybe you get the obligatory shot of him. Maybe that little animated thing coming up.
That's too good.
But, you know, he's good.
Well, do you think he, you know, the one thing I'm looking for, and I'll watch it when it gets into the regular season because I'm not the football fan anymore, but do you think he's going to take shots at Theismann? Do you think they're going to have a little bantering, a little sparring? Do they do any of that? That's what I'd love to see.
The problem is that Theismann still speaks and Tony Kornheiser still responds in a reverential manner.
Yeah.
I mean,
not to do. Theismann is a large guy in the room. He really is.
Yeah, and really take a good look at Joe, because I maintain now, this is the third game, and I'm not saying, I swear to God, I'm not saying this to get a rise out of him, to get him to call the show.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Theismann has had some type of work done.
I'm going to send Rob over to Joe's house with a CD to play.
That'll be nice.
So, so he can get him to talk about it.
I've gone to him.
He looked pretty shiny last night.
He did. You know, what's great about
it's his eyes. There's something about his eyes that had been fixed.
Huh. Well, my girlfriend reads a lot of those books, Don. And let me tell you something. She concurred immediately, and that's what she said.
His eyes. Yeah. So anyway, the game was great. I mean, it really wasn't. It was a blowout. And I was rooting for New Orleans, but it's in high def, and I'm thinking, you know, what the hell, it got to be like 10:45. So I call my girlfriend up and I say, well, this will be the last time you hear from me tonight because I'm off to Best Buy with my fantastic. I'm a big winner with EA Sports, and I'll be back home with this game before midnight. You go to bed. And I'll see you tomorrow. Okay. Goodbye. Click. Get in my car. Drive over there. Mob scene.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know how you do that.
Literally,
I would have no more desire.
150 guys who all look like the comic book guy on The Simpsons.
Right?
Answer me these question three.
All of them standing there. Some of them, you know, wearing the jerseys.
Excuse me, that's my parking space.
Some of them got on shirts that have pictures of Madden. Some of them say, you know, Hall of Fame. You know,
I like the mysticism.
Oh, so I get there, and it's like right away, the Best Buy guy that's standing out front.
Right. The handler.
Yeah, he's sizing up people.
Nerd wrangler.
As you walk up, he says, it's 11 o'clock, and the store is closed, okay?
Right.
So you're there really for only one reason, to pick up the Madden game.
Right.
He says, now keep in mind, the store is closed. As I walk towards the front door, are you here for the Madden game? I said, yes.
Did you say, duh? Because that would be what the guys should say.
Yes, duh. I did. I looked at him, I said, duh.
Huh?
Yes, just like these guys. He said, well, good, because the line forms right over there. And the line went past Best Buy, past Starbucks, all the way around the corner.
Oh, my God.
So I start trudging. When I got, like, past Starbucks and past Barnes & Noble,
when you got over the county line, when you went into another city.
I realized, you know, I pick up the phone, and I called my girlfriend. And now I got to be quiet because I'm walking past all of these nerds. Yeah. I said, you're not going to believe this.
like guys that have not been laid in 100 years are here. And there's over 100 of them. I've counted over 100. I don't know how goddamn long I'm going to be. I don't even know if it's got my name on the receipt.
And she said, why are you whispering?
Yeah.
And
I said, I really don't know.
She said, what? Are you afraid? I said,
I don't want them to turn on me.
Yeah. So she said, are you afraid? I said,
no, it would just be rude. I said, I don't think they like being called.
You get worried about being spotted in that environment. You kind of keep your head down.
So she said,
show up with a big fedora.
So she says, gives me the best advice. She said, do what you always say you do. Act like you're important. Act like you belong. She said, don't you have the thing from EA Sports? I said, yes, I do. She said, no, none of those other schmucks have got them.
Right.
What did they do? They bought it in advance. She said, go bully your way through the guy at the front desk. So I said, you know, baby, you're the greatest.
Yeah.
I hang up the phone. I walk right back up to the front, and I say, hi, excuse me. Hi there. My name is Don from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK. And the guy looks at me just like I could have said, you know, hi there, my name is Saddam Hussein.
So that the initial reaction is not the one you're looking for.
Nope. So I said, I can see you're not impressed by that. Perhaps you will be impressed by
this. The golden ticket.
This. And he said, what is that? And I said, as you can see, says I get my advanced copy of Madden, and I can show up anytime after 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. He said, the release time is 12 midnight.
Yeah.
So, my letter says advanced copy,
right.
9 p.m.
Right.
Hold on, please. So now what he does is...
So is he adversarial? He's not.
He is not adversarial.
Okay.
He goes back in the store. Now, they are so uptight at this point. They've even got, you know, those gates that they close them like security.
Right. Oh.
Those things are closed like the store is closed.
Yeah, armed guards.
Okay. Well, they got people standing outside. And now the nerds that have been there, some of the second nerd in line told me he arrived in line yesterday at 4 p.m.
Are they aware? Are you close enough to them where they're aware of you?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Because what happens is the guy from Best Buy goes back inside with my gift certificate.
The crowd begins to murmur.
And immediately, the guy in the Darth Vader helmet,
right.
I mean, I'm kidding, but he might as well have said, excuse me, but the line, I'm sure you're aware, it goes around the corner. And then the guy that was sitting in a lawn chair.
Oh, my God. The guy's in the front of the line.
Said, we arrived at 4 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Are you getting the Hall of Fame version? I said, yeah, I sure am. Line is back there. I said, yeah, but I've got this thing that allows me. And right at that moment, the guy showed back up at the front door. And sure enough, he had it in his hand. He said, here you go.
Wow.
Enjoy. And you could have heard the saliva.
Yeah. Hitting the pavement.
The saliva sounded like this. It was big and loud, like all these nerds at once. The loogie came out of their mouth at once, like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Kill him. Kill him.
So,
did you have at any time the urge to run to your car?
No, they were very nice. They were nice. These nerds were not dicks.
At any point, did they attack you with a 12-sided die?
No. they start throwing Rubik's cubes
exactly.
at me.
Exactly.
They start chasing you like zombies.
What was so funny was, this was 11:15, and I said to the guy at Best Buy, thank you very much. I'll see you later. And I turned to these guys, and I said, good luck, guys. You'll have it shortly. And they started to walk away.
That was nice.
I know. How incredibly generous
man
of you.
That is funny.
Good luck, fellas. What you said to them, that's funny. Good luck, fellas. You'll have it shortly.
Well, they will.
As you're walking back with yours.
They will.
That's like stepping on a bug and grinding your foot.
Well, anyway, as I started to walk away, I couldn't.
So long, suckers.
I couldn't help myself. I was, I pulled it out of the bag, and I'm on the way to the car, and it's like, opening that goddamn thing up is like opening a CD, and finally I open it up, and I see there's two discs in here, and suddenly I looked, and it was like I had 8 Wookiees around me.
Oh, no.
Well, really, some of the people from line came over, and they said,
where's the honey, Junior?
We've seen the packaging, but we've never actually got, can we just take a look at it for a second? I'm like, if it makes you happy, don't touch the discs.
No greasy thumbprints on the discs.
So what I did was, now keep it, 45 minutes until you buy the game.
Right.
We're in the parking lot of Best Buy, and I'm holding it up, and I said,
They all have trouble walking after they held on to
it. See this? Now you open it up here, and then here's the disc with the game, and then if you get the Hall of Fame edition, here's the extra DVD. And that's it. And they're like, wow, is there any chance that we could just see the book? Any chance that we... I said, I really got to fly. I really...
Yeah, got to run.
I got to fly. And I get in my car, and I call my girlfriend back, and I said... My God, you're going to have to wash the smell of mothballs and American cheese and mom's cologne off me because I'm just reeking at it. But these guys, I would love so much to tell you that they were nerds and
right.
they were dicks.
Yeah.
They were actually happy for
you. You were joined in
That's
a
nice.
Common interest.
That's right.
And that is a powerful thing in America.
As I walked away, I swear to God, some of them said, rock on! Have a good game tonight!
Oh, nice.
Have a good game!
That's nice.
Okay,
and then, of
right.
course, you backed over two of them as you were getting out of your parking space.
Right.
Bye, losers!
Thud. Sorry about the broken leg.
You'll get well, fellas.
Bye, losers. Hope you get your jerk on tonight.
You'll get yours shortly. That is too funny.
Anyway, I told them then that I would say hello to them today. So, hello to all you guys.
Did you dive right in when you got home? Did you dive right in last night?
Oh, late absolutely.
Last night?
Huh. Absolutely.
So, you know, that's well past your bedtime.
That way where, you're not really sure what you're doing because the controls are kind of like they were last year, but they're not totally like they were last year.
Very
that's
cool.
fantastic.
When you left Best Buy, was the bicycle rack still full?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Hey, Don and Mike, how are you guys doing today?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, you guys got the Madden stuff the other day?
Yeah, Don got it. Don got an advance.
Heard about it.
Yeah.
I'm sure he had fun with it and everything.
He's right here, sir.
You're talking to me right now.
Don.
We're both here.
One thing you guys might want to know, though.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
EA's privacy policy.
Yeah.
Just grabbed all your credit card information for their own use, you know.
Oh, hey, can I tell you something? I didn't pay for it. So how would they grab it with my credit card? Unless you're talking about Xbox.
Do Xbox look at your privacy policy on the EA stuff?
Well, you know why
you've
is
been
it
warned that they changed around for the
what
new
it
map.
Is? Don't you understand what it is? It is his jealousy.
Yeah.
You don't have the game, do you?
Don't need it. Don't have Xbox. Don't want to deal with EA's privacy policy.
But you don't like other people having joy, do you?
Oh, I know what. No, you know what? I think this guy is like a fanatic like Buzz.
Yeah.
Like the reason Buzz doesn't like TiVo. Is that TiVo actually takes note of what you write, of what you watch,
all
and sometimes you'll see, like in the newspaper,
mm-hmm.
it'll say the most TiVo'd shows of the week.
Yeah, well, TiVo knows exactly what you rent, and that's why TiVo also sends me a Christmas card every year that says, Merry Christmas, pervert.
That's right.
See? See, that's what happened. Thank you, TiVo.
Listen, you're saying that because EA Sports is whatever I should not play online?
Let me see if I've got this straight.
Because
a retailer gathers your information for a database?
Thanks. Yeah. Look around, Cafe.
Wow.
That would be unethical, I think.
All your credit card information, everything, too, for their own.
Well, you know, I'm going to go home tonight. I'm going to burn down my house.
So, do you never use credit cards for anything?
No, I use them. But
don't you think
the ones that they do it at least have a policy where they tell you what they're going
to
do.
But what if they're lying to you?
Ah, then they get in trouble.
Do you use it when you take somebody out?
Hey, we're gonna use it anyway. We feel like we can't do anything about it.
Do you use it when you go to get your zits popped? Your blackheads popped?
Don't have any.
Do you go to your favorite club? Do you rain on other people's parade club?
Yep, absolutely.
Do you like to make people feel bad?
Do you go to
all the time?
Let's take a league on Microsoft party.
Has something gone terribly wrong in your life?
Microsoft has a good privacy policy.
Has something gone terribly wrong in your
Xbox,
life?
Xbox is made by Microsoft.
But it's not Microsoft that's doing it. It's EA that's doing it.
You know what? I'd like to kick your ass.
I'll tell you what. EA Sports.
Just on principle.
You know what I would say to EA Sports? Here's my social security number.
Yeah.
Run with it.
Right. Have fun. And
run with it.
I've also enclosed a very lovely copy of my signature.
Yeah.
Enjoy
Absolutely.
Yourself.
That's how much that's I good. Trust the people at EA Sports.
A nude photo.
My friend, they gave me a free game. I played against Tori Big Game Holt. I don't give a crap.
The game's great.
How do you know you don't have it?
You said you don't even have
Xbox.
I have friends that have it. They said it's
you
great.
You have friends that have it.
No, he has no friends.
No.
I guarantee you
he used
no
to.
He never did.
No, Rob, he used to, but they all wanted to kick his ass.
How's that halitosis working out for you?
Oh, just fine.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Hey, bud,
mm-hmm.
What's your problem?
Just getting the news out that they're doing something wrong with the privacy policy.
Okay, and again,
yes, sir.
I don't give...
And we've got a front row seat.
I give a rat's ass.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, they can find a baseball bat and rape me with it every night. If I get to play that game, I'll be happy.
You'll say thank you.
Okay?
Yeah. Yep.
So what do you need? You're talking about a bleeding butt? I'm saying it's okay with me if my butt is bleeding as long as I can play that game.
That's good, Don. You can have your bleeding butt and play your game.
I will. And someone will be out charging McDonald's food with my card. Damn you, EA Sports.
He's gone. I don't know why I wanted to say that to him. I really didn't want to kick his ass. I just thought it was fun to say that to him.
Howdy, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Hi, buddy.
Hey, I got some Tony and Joe Theismann stats if you want to hear them.
Tony and Joe Theismann stats
from the broadcast last night?
Sure, go
ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. Tony agrees with Joe 9 times. Huh? Joe agrees with Tony 7 times. Mm-hmm. Tony disagrees with Joe 7 times. And Joe disagrees with Tony 5 times. Tony didn't respond 12 times once Joe actually said Tony's name during his comment. Joe didn't respond to Tony 8 times. Oh. And Tony made a 9 times made an attempt at a joke. And Joe Theismann only made an attempt at a joke one time.
No, where do you, are you getting that from a website, or did you actually read that?
No, I made it up myself last night because, personally, I don't like Joe Theismann, and I think by the end of the year, the last game on Monday night, Tony is going to be just bearing Joe Theismann and making him look stupid.
Okay, thank you, my friend. See you later.
I found that to be a very interesting call.
People think about these things.
Well, I do think that Tony Kornheiser will let Theismann have. Oh, I know what it is. Oh, Riggins.
Yes.
Got to mention something about Hall of Famer John Riggins.
Thank you.
Now, there was a point when the Redskins had their 70th anniversary, and they invited all of the former players to come back to the stadium so that they could, of course, sell jerseys with top 70 Redskins of all time.
Very clever.
Guess who didn't go? John Riggins.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why?
Why?
I remember reading in the newspaper.
Why?
Say he didn't want to give any money to Dan Snyder. Dan Snyder was simply trying to make more money out of the Redskins, and he didn't want to be involved with it.
Huh.
Well, imagine my surprise when Janet and I got home from the game on Saturday night. And I said, oh, look, hey, there's the replay on the NFL Network. It'll be interesting watching this. And Riggins was doing the color commentary. And it's the end of the game, and the Redskins lost like 27-10. Right. They looked like crap. Here was his comment.
They look pretty good tonight. They got a lot of stuff accomplished they want to get accomplished tonight. Pretty good start.
Now, hold on. They're 0-2. Uh-huh. You know what this tells me already? That Riggins is being led around by Dan Snyder, who is his boss, his broadcasting boss.
Oh, Mr. Geronimo, I completely disagree with what you're saying. I don't understand why you are doing that. You are just maligning my reputation, you know.
Well, the team on Saturday night lost 27-7 at the time. Looked like absolute crap.
There's no question in my mind they got some stuff done. They did what they wanted to do.
What did they get done?
I think Coach Gibbs had a really good plan, Mr. Geronimo. I think when you have an understanding, it's football. And, you know, if you haven't played the game, it's football, and I've played the game.
Yeah.
But I know football, and that's what
anyway.
It is. Preseason time to hone and refine things and get all that done.
Riggo, how sad. How sad that is. Guy's definitely got some talent. And besides being a hell of a football player, has the potential to be a great broadcaster.
Well, then I would appreciate you not saying anything against the diesel.
What?
Thank you very much. Liquor makes me crazy.
Don't we know that?
Liquor makes me drowsy.
Well, then you should drink before you do the broadcast, so you'll say the truth about what you think about the Redskins and Dan Snyder.
I think that little midget's putting another crap team on the field again. They don't have a snowball's chance in hell. And hey, try picking up the goddamn broadcast on a radio driving in there. Not a chance. And good luck paying the highest parking prices in the NFL, you little shrimp. You little midget, little troll living under a bridge.
Yeah, so where's the guy who had the morals that I love that I spoke about 3 years ago and said, look, here's one guy that refuses to be drug into all of this crap because Snyder's just in it for money.
Well, unfortunately, it's a question of, paying bills. I understand these things. I really do. I'm in much the same situation as your radio partner. So I think you have to understand there are certain obligations that have to be taken care of.
I understand, Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Snyder.
I understand.
Thank you for the golden opportunity. This is my worst gig since The Guiding Light.
Yeah, they look pretty good out there tonight.
I think they did. They got done what they needed to get done.
What game are you watching, for God's sake?
The Hall of Fame.
Anyway, hi to all those nerds at Best Buy.
Yeah.
I'd like to tell them I would tell them hi for me.
Good guys.
Hey, you nerds. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing? You enjoying that so far?
Loving it. I mean, loving it. Can't wait to get home and play it again, because just I'm a creep.
This is a great feature. They've already confirmed for next year. You know how the 360 is going to have a camera released for it, so you can have, like, video conferencing and stuff like that.
Oh.
The next iteration of Madden, apparently you're going to be able to take a picture of your face and put it on the character in the superstar mode, and you could literally play...
Look at yourself.
Yourself against...
Have you gone into the Hall of Fame mode? If you go into the Hall of Fame mode now, for instance, Mike, you're a Giants fan?
Yes.
If you go into the Hall of Fame mode and you click on YA Tittle...
I can get Pete Gogolak?
No, you know what you get, though? You get like a little mini highlight film of YA Tittle.
Wow. I can get Fran Tarkenton?
Yeah.
But you know what this means? You could make a team made up entirely of Robert the Mailman.
Exactly.
Robert the Mailman for the Dons and Mike show.
Oh, man.
Well, who, by the way, is not letting go of the fact that he's coming to your house. I got an email from him.
Oh, he ain't coming to my house. And besides, isn't he in the Dominican Republic?
Yes, but he's going to call us on Friday.
I think he's bringing the bride back.
Uh-huh.
Or two.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got to fly. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye. See you later. Last call here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, yeah, I want to talk about the shut-ins that won't play Xbox.
The shut-ins who won't play Xbox?
Oh, that guy.
The guy's afraid the government's watching while he's playing.
Right.
Credit card.
Oh, no, it's credit card. That's what he's complaining about.
Do you realize how distracting that would be to try and play Xbox while you're up in the cabin finishing your manifesto?
A Unabomber joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
There he is. Once again, those magic insects.
His alarm's going off. He's got to get right down to the Laugh Factory.
Send that one to Jay Leno.
Jesus. He'll use it.
Yeah. Fax me a joke. Yeah. Yeah, fax me a joke. Yeah.
Thank you for the job, Mr. Snyder.
Hey, Rico, you suck.
Thank you, Jay. Just keep the paychecks coming. That's all I care about.
What's the score?
The score is soap opera 0, football career 1.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
It's time to listen to Rosie O'Donnell talk about being on The View.
I used to be sort of the star and the boss and in control, and now I'm part of an ensemble, and to learn to work with a team and to, you know, move myself in a different manner. It's going to be interesting. It's definitely a life lesson.
Who runs this joint anyway?
There she is. Yes, the two faces of Rosie.
This will be a life lesson.
Hi, Rosie.
Here's another one. Number
two faces,
three.
Four chins.
Ow! Yeah, I love them so much.
Yeah.
She loves those.
I love you. I have to go catch a bus.
You know, I married into a very Republican Southern family, and my in-laws and my, you know, all have the same beliefs as Elizabeth. So I've sat through 10 years of Thanksgiving dinners, and nobody died. I think we'll make it through the first year of the year.
Are you not right about that?
Our daddy is dead.
Somebody died already.
Run this joint anyway. There you are.
Here we are.
98% effective against chiggers and ticks on the Don and Mike Show.
I think he's going to take me for a ride in it.
Thank you, Rosie. On this section of our show on Westwood One is brought to you by eSurance.com. Instant online car insurance. I got 8,000 tapes and really not time to play all 8,000 of them for you today.
Mm-hmm.
However, we did have the good tape. We got some Bush stuff. Heard earlier, you heard the one that will live on our machine now. This one.
Fancy digs you got here.
Thank you, George.
Also got some... Bush getting worked up answering questions yesterday.
He did get a little worked up.
Did you see him at the press conference where he's like, he's more or less saying we got to get out of Iraq, but we got to do it on his timetable?
Yeah, and he gets that kind of puppet expression on his face where he's just kind of cocking his head at that angle and looking at people like this.
I like it when he gets all mad.
You don't understand.
It's all worked out.
Come on, man. I'd like to go back to Iraq. You have continually cited the election, the new government, is progress in Iraq, and yet the violence has gotten worse in certain areas. You have to go to Baghdad again. Is it not time for a new strategy? And if not, why not?
You know, Martha, you've covered the Pentagon. You know that the Pentagon is constantly adjusting tactics because they have the flexibility from the White House to do so.
I'm talking about strategy.
But the strategy is to help the Iraqi people achieve their objectives and their dreams, which is in a democratic society.
That's good. He's working it up here. He's getting mad now.
It's a strategy. The tactics.
Now,
either you say, yes, it's important we stay there to get it done, or we leave. We're not leaving so long as I'm the president. That would be a huge mistake.
There you go.
Yeah!
So anyway.
He ain't leaving.
Hold on. He gets more worked up.
Oh, good.
Here's another one. Again, yelling at somebody else. And I thought that they...
yelling at somebody else.
I thought that they got to him and said to him, especially once Tony Snow got the job,
right.
I thought they sat him down and said, listen, ass, be humble,
right.
Say you've made some mistakes, and you're going to get us out of this thing without stepping on your D.
Yeah, very, very difficult to have all your answers like, not on my watch.
That's not really the question. The strategy is...
Kind of like the question to me.
You keep saying that you don't want to leave, but is your strategy to win working? Even if you don't want to leave, you've gone into Baghdad before. These things have happened before.
If I didn't think it would work, I would change our commanders would recommend changing the strategy. They believe it'll work. It takes time to defeat these people.
You're mad.
The Maliki government's been in power for, you know, less than 6 months. And, yeah, the people spoke. I've cited that as a part of
what?
The reason I cited it is because it's what the Iraqi people want. And the fundamental question facing this government is whether or not we will stand with reformers across the region. It's really the task.
Right now, you know, his handlers are all standing off stage and they're talking.
Losing.
They're doing that thing where they're talking and they're going, mousetrap. Get him off stage. Mousetrap.
POTUS is losing it. POTUS is losing it. Please remove him from the dais. We have a POTUS meltdown.
We need a Kit Kat. We need a Kit Kat. We need a Snickers. We need something to distract him.
Tie some twine to the Kit Kat and throw it up on the stage and lead him off there. And he might eat it. His blood sugar is down.
And we're going to stand with this government. Obviously I wish the violence would go down, but not as much as the Iraqi citizens would wish the violence would go down.
Violence would go down.
I have been living in Iraq since the United States came, and all I said, please, violence, go down.
He gets worked up. Well, he's under a lot of pressure.
But incredibly enough, they showed great courage.
Incredibly
enough.
And
they want our help. Any sign that says we're going to leave before the job is done simply emboldens terrorists.
Uh-huh.
And
it emboldens them.
Because they're not emboldened now, are they?
No, they're very passive right now, Mike.
They will always be emboldened.
They're passive right now.
That's right.
They're not aggressive. They're passive.
It creates a certain amount of doubt for people, so they won't take the risk necessary to help a civil society evolve in the country. And this is the campaign. I'm sure they're watching the campaign carefully. There are a lot of good, decent people saying, get out now. Vote for me. I will do everything I can to, I guess, cut off money. It's what they're trying to do to get our troops out. It's a big mistake. It would be wrong, in my judgment, for us to leave before the mission is complete in Iraq.
You know what he hated to say in that answer? He hated to say, in my judgment.
Yes.
Yeah.
He wanted just to say, they're wrong.
I thought the mission was accomplished.
Oh, no, when Rob. he was on that big aircraft carrier, that was
that was like two Super Bowls
ago.
Could
you get out of here,
man?
Bring it up to today, please. Hold on, more tapes now. Hold on a second. Buzz, I know you're probably going to talk about JonBenet in the news.
Actually not. Not today.
Okay, well then good, because here's another weird thing about John Mark Carr.
And I like the fact that we're all using the three names now.
What do you mean another weird thing?
His email address. Have you heard this one?
No, I haven't. Yeah.
His email address is December251996@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out December 25th, 1996, is the day that JonBenet was murdered.
Now that pushes me more away from him than it does thinking he, I mean, really.
Right.
I mean, he wouldn't have that unless he was a whack job.
Then there is the woman that I saw on TV today who says that she taped a bunch of his phone calls and that he talked about JonBenet, but in a roundabout way. Anyway, here she is.
He went and let himself in through the storm window and got prepared, got everything ready for what he was going to do. And then he went and he hid under the bed in the guest room.
She's now describing how she believes this guy killed JonBenet.
Okay,
randomly.
I haven't heard
across
this.
The hall from her bedroom and waited for them to come home. And he said he laid there and he listened to her mother read her a bedtime story and sing her a song and tuck her in and kiss her goodnight.
Now, that is just a woman. That is just a woman who's theorizing.
Right.
Okay, here's the tape of a phone call from John John Mark Carr to the woman.
This is JonBenet. God, that's
such a powerful thing. Now, let me give you the transcript on this because it's hard to
understand.
Yeah,
very hard to hear.
What he is saying on this excerpt when she was taping his phone calls is, and again, this will make you what? Like, I still think the guy didn't do it.
Right.
But then you hear something like that, I think he's obsessed with the case.
Right, you hear about him hiding under the bed, that freaks me out a little bit.
And what he's saying here in this the clip you're going to hear from this phone call that she taped, he says, JonBenet, God, what a powerful thing to be alone with that little girl. That doll face. Ah, you know, she was just so incredible in mind and so unreal in death. She's just so alive. She's so alive, she's so alive, she's so alive, she's so alive. I mean, she's wonderful. And now here's the tape of him saying that.
God, that's such a powerful thing.
So who knows? You know, they gave the guy the DNA swab. We'll see what happens.
That's what we're all waiting for. Yep. And I'll tell you, that is disturbing, though. Regardless,
either
I think,
way.
You know, really, now I'm beginning to think, even if he didn't do it, that you lock him up anyway.
Agreed.
That's one sick MF-er right
one
there.
One last thing. Hold on a second. Found a website today and found this from the University of Aberdeen, which is in Scotland.
Hmm.
A joke. This is a research says, a joke is funnier if you tell it in an accent.
Uh-huh.
Researchers from this university asked 4,000 people.
Something I've known for years.
To listen to the same joke in 11 different accents.
Right.
Yeah. And they found that, depending on the accent, people would rate the same stupid joke as either funny or not funny.
Some accents funnier than others?
The accents they tested were all European accents.
Okay.
Cockney.
Hello, mate.
Irish.
Hi, how are you?
Let me see. I read this whole thing, but I'll just give you a highlight. The reason we laugh at an accent is because we perceive a person with an accent is stupider than us. I would say that is correct.
That's right.
I don't have a tumor.
What's especially fascinating is how stupidity and amusement value go hand in hand.
Yes.
We're more concerned with laughing at people than with them.
Sure.
So, Mike.
Yeah, Don.
I'll tell it using my regular voice.
Okay.
And then you can do it with a Cockney accent.
All right.
So here it is in just my regular voice.
Okay.
Which, as you can hear today, is beautiful because we haven't argued.
Yeah.
So I have no stress.
That's good.
La, 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 la.
Did I tell you the Red Sox hit? No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Two construction workers are eating sandwiches, balancing on a beam way above the ground. One turns to the other and says, "You ever got that urge, Frank?" Begins looking down from 50 stories up, thinking about the meaningless of life. Listening to dark voices deep inside you and think, should I? Should I? Is that the joke?
That's it.
Should I push someone off? It's not even a joke.
It's not a good joke.
It's a horrible joke.
It's not even...
when do you hear it with...
All right, here it is with a Cockney accent, Mike. It starts on page one.
I'd be able to... No way, this can be funny.
It goes on... It starts on page one.
So these two construction workers are eating sandwiches, balancing on a beam way above the ground.
You guys are already laughing at myself.
One turns to the other and says, "You ever get that urge, Frank?" It begins by looking down from 50 stories up, thinking about the meaningness of life.
listening to dark voices deep inside you. You think, should I? Should I? Should I push someone off?
Go on.
Goodbye, mate.
That is stupid.
Yeah. The joke was funnier with an accent. The punchline was.
But we all laughed as soon as Mike just started. So, yes.
Well, the funniest part of it was
two construction workers eating sandwiches.
That's right.
It's funny because he sounded so stupid.
Hello.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike, for giving that back to me.
I heard you tell it, and then I read it, and I still don't get it.
Those Europeans.
Two construction... Buzz, help me with this now. I agree with Mike. Mm-hmm. Two construction workers are eating sandwiches. Balance. They're on a balance wheel.
They're sitting on top of a like a high-rise.
One turns the other and says, you ever get the urge, you look down, you think about the meaningless of life, and you think, should I push someone off? Why is that funny?
The curveball is he's thinking, should I jump? Should I end it all?
That's what you're supposed to think.
And then,
oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
And then the surprise.
That's horrible. Should I push someone off?
Right. That's the surprise revelation. That's the left turn of that.
That sucks.
If you're European.
Hey, nothing funny about that, mate.
Yeah, Lord. Cockney accent helped out, I guess.
All I know is it's lunchtime. I'm hungry. I'm really hungry. Super duper hungry. And I hope she didn't pack ham again. Ham and cheese. I don't care for it.
What kind of cheese?
Jalapeno.
I'm trying to think.
It's a J, not an H, though.
Rob threw me a challenging one, a cheese with an H.
About
Havarti.
Havarti.
Havarti is great. It's fantastic.
Hold on there, boys. We got to go to Buzz.
What? Were you looking at me like that? I said we got to go to Buzz, and Buzz gives me that look like a dog. You know, when you say a dog's name, like, yes.
Buzz, look at the watch, man. Isn't it that time?
Yeah, it is indeed that time.
Well, you know what he was doing over there.
Right.
He was just hanging out.
Right back. Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Up, handsome man, recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this
and more.
And more.
And more.
They want to sing. La 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 la. The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz's new segment brought to you by Ford. Bold moves by Ford. Let me see, tomorrow's Wednesday.
Yeah,
but actually, it's Thursday. Thursday on the show.
That's right.
Thursday will be Super Dave Day.
Yay. I cannot wait for that.
We'll have our newest sensation, our newest teen sensation.
The guy that's driving Tom Gavin crazy.
Yeah.
Super Dave will be dressed in a rabbi outfit. Ooh, we better get that from Master's Costumes, Robbie.
Already got it.
Out on Rockville Pike, he'll be out there asking Jews to beg Mel Gibson for forgiveness by honking.
No, to forget. Asking them to forgive Mel Gibson.
Forgive Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
It'll say Mel Gibson.
It's
Jews.
Semantics. It, you know,
it'll be in a rabbi suit.
Right, right. Semitics.
What do you want? What do you want the fuck? What do you want the sandwich board to say?
I don't know. And then they'll be playing Match Game as well.
Honk if you forgive Mel.
Right,
yeah,
just right.
Thinking honk for Mel.
No, how about Jews honk if you forgive Mel?
Yeah.
Honk if you
forgive Jews. Colon.
Around here?
Kind of an informal poll, I think. Very interesting. It should be very interesting.
You already just...
I heard him around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all heard him.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Not as Gentile as Fairfax was. Have you been to Bagel City?
Yes, I have. I love Bagel City.
Good for you.
You got me with that one.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna.
Bagel
City rocks. The chicken surprise is what I want.
We'll get back to President Bush, but we begin this evening with some consumer news. You know, for some crops here in the northeastern and mid-Atlantic states, there's been almost too much rain this summer, but my tomatoes have done well, and apparently so have the marijuana crops. Cops in upstate New York, for example, are headed into the woods looking for what they predict will be a record crop this year.
Bumper.
Quoting Saratoga County Undersheriff Mike... Why, whatever do you mean?
This is some CB interference we're getting, Buzz.
Obviously. Quoting Saratoga County Undersheriff Mike Woodcock, we're hearing it's a great crop.
Woodcock.
It's a great name, isn't it?
It was jungle-like weather, and it is a tropical plant, he says. Next door is Washington County, another big farming county, also noted for its pot production. And fortunately, the sheriff's office in nearby Washington County has access to a helicopter this year
for the first time in years.
Very good.
I was, I'm sorry, just Woodcock made me remember that I was just reading something about a Billy Bob Thornton movie that has not been released that is supposed to be as great as Bad Santa was.
Excellent.
Where he plays a P.E. teacher whose name is Mr. Woodcock. And they keep pushing back the release of the movie.
Oh, dear.
Because it's a little controversial? Well, yeah, because it's a little Bad Santa-ish. And I guess they had to fix the ending because the original ending, I think, was too mean for audiences. And I think wherever I read this, some entertainment magazine, they were indicating that the end of Bad Santa had been changed as well.
Yeah, it kind of made it a little happier. Like that. And he gets killed in the end. I think they changed it where he lives.
Yes.
I think that, but isn't the alternate ending on the DVD? And might we look forward to that on this next one?
On Bad Santa? I don't know, but just look for it. I think it's called The Legend of Mr. Woodcock.
I only hope that he uses profanity while he's eating. That's one of my favorite, most endearing moments in Bad Santa.
Yeah. I'm on my effing break.
I love that.
So they now have a helicopter in Washington County in upstate New York. The copter allows them to see the pot.
Oh, for weed, right.
Right. Yeah, they can see the pot that's planted between the rows of corn and other places that cannot be seen from the road. That's why these days more domestic pot is grown indoors. Fortunately, helicopters have been effective at spotting some of those as well. Just today, by the way, police in Pennsylvania seized $20,000 worth of marijuana plants.
Oh, that's a sticky situation.
From the median strip on I-81 near Hampton Township.
Wow.
They don't know who grew it.
Mm-hmm. Tracy, they found it!
There's your bumper crop.
All I did baby. Was throw a baggie out the window, and 2 hours later, I'm in the back of this cruiser.
Tracy, baby, it's God's magic.
It was all seeds anyway.
It's all nature, Tracy, baby.
God's magic. Seeds blow in the wind. The top forms in the median.
Let's go on the turnpike.
Come on now. I don't care if I'm going to get hit. That looks like good pie.
Speaking of relaxing, here it is. The height of summer vacation season, and you're working. You're not alone. Several surveys show that Americans are taking fewer vacation days.
Well, you know who's not? Thank you, friends.
Thank you very
Same
much.
Same amount we've had all along.
Absolutely.
All Americans should get this vacation. One survey shows...
No, they shouldn't, Buzz.
Okay, fair enough.
Only those that work as hard as we do, should get the vacations we do.
And don't you believe that if all Americans got the vacation that we did, they'd be in the way when we'd be taking our vacation?
Absolutely. We can't have that.
Although there is a school of thought that you hear all the time, not to get serious on your ass, but in Europe, and I hate comparing Europe to America because we're so much better than them.
Yeah,
but
usually.
In Europe, they get like 6-8 weeks a year off, some crap like that?
It's required. The longest vacation they ever took was 41 to 45 when we fought the war.
Oh, stop it.
Jesus.
Mr. Agenda. Never forget.
You know, you can't discipline him, though, when he's just bleeding red, white, and blue.
That sure is.
Can't get mad at the old monkey.
Goes back to WW2.
Don't punish patriotism.
We kept Great Britain afloat.
Of all the world's people, Americans, yes, were already taking fewer vacations even before the latest cutback. One survey shows that 40% of us don't even have vacation time planned for any time in the next 6 months. Hasn't been this bad.
Well, listen, everybody. Listen, if you have that problem, you're listening to us right now.
Right?
It's very simple. Get yourself a good agent.
That's all.
We highly recommend
That's
it.
All that's required.
Even get a good agent. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to hear you yelling back at the radio saying,
"Every man, I want you to pay less shoes."
I don't care. Get an agent.
Yeah. You'd be surprised.
Get an agent.
Even people that work at Payless Shoes should have an agent.
Who's your agent?
Oh, is he vigorous?
He vigorous.
One in four of us doesn't even get vacation time. One in three of us gets only a week.
Joe.
And researchers say we cannot blame terrorism or higher gas prices, only ourselves, for working so hard. The no vacation trend actually started before all of those things. It's kind of sad, says a AAA spokesman. People can't seem to leave their jobs anymore. Of course, your boss could make you leave to improve your productivity the rest of the year.
Right.
That's what PricewaterhouseCoopers has done. 5 days over the 4th, 10 days over Christmas, mandatory minimum. And they put up travel posters around the office. Maybe a word from the Pope would help. This week, Pope Benedict told the faithful...
How you doing, Pope?
Sitting over here, Donnie, listening to this story about the downtime.
Yeah.
Pretty blown away by the fact that Americans aren't doing that.
Now, you're a German, right?
I'm a big German guy.
You're a big crowd, but you talk like... You sound like the guy from Cheers.
Cliff from Cheers. You might remember me. Your basic vacation schedule in Germany is incredibly lackadaisical. We can take 30 days anytime we want.
Huh. We do this is because you're real... What's his real name, Buzz?
Ratzenberger.
Yeah, Ratzenberger.
Yes, just like John Ratzenberger.
Like the guy on Cheers.
The fellow that played Cliff. Thank you for explaining.
finding that things going well in the Vatican. Always like to drop by and always like to say hi when Buzz has a story about me.
Appreciate
and,
that.
I'll take 2 weeks, once a year for a beer garden run.
This week, Pope Benedict told the faithful, don't work too hard. He said, no matter what your job is.
Quoting chill out, have a couple of brews.
Quoting the pontiff, too many concerns can lead to hardness of the heart.
Hardness of the heart. Want everybody to be free love. You know, all that interesting stuff. Yep, I'm going for the moniker, your hippie pope. Looking for that to happen there, Buzzy. Your like hippie it. Pope. That's what I want to be.
How are you feeling about rubbers these days?
The public line still got to go to the company line. But personally, I think they did in the sensation. It's just my opinion.
The Pope.
But I could be wrong. Nice visiting with all of you.
Pope says too many concerns can lead to hardness of the heart. The thing that causes too many concerns, of course, are the Democrats, according to President Bush. And that's our story when we return.
Huh? Brother, what can I do to help you?
You exactly. Just did like some segue, didn't you?
Yeah.
You went right from the Pope right to Bush.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a tight T-shirt you got on there.
Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Boy, that's special. Send me one.
You got it.
All right. I'll show you my mitts.
Cowabunga, dude.
Send me two. Thanks a lot. Thanks a pant load, Buzz.
You got him.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks a robe load.
For you?
Thanks anyway. A robe load.
A robe load.
Hey, how come you don't wear the funny hats like the other one?
They're uncomfortable and they make me sweat. Uh-huh. And then I break out, even at my advanced age. But I still wear the rest of the vestments.
I saw you wearing that green Red Sox hat the other day.
Yeah, didn't bring them too much luck, did I? That was the old bait and switch. I'm a Yankee fan. I've been for years, yes.
The Pope is a Yankee
fan. You bet your bottom I am. Absolutely, sure, yeah. It was the other guy, you know, John, the Cliff character. He was in Jews up in Boston.
Right. Gotta do
screw
this.
Him.
We'll be right back, Pope.
Yeah.
Number 4, Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike on the Pike. Next Wednesday at 8 p.m., Don and Mike and their whole wacky crew invade Hooters on Rockville Pike. Come on out for some wings and perhaps a breast. Don't miss Don and Mike's triumphant Maryland debut. You'll wish that the night would never end. And who knows, maybe it won't. The Don and Mike Reno Style Show. Hooters on Rockville. That's how I roll.
Wednesday night, that's a week from tomorrow night.
Don and Mike Show.
See you there.
What's the word? We planted cacti.
They'll make you shart. The Don and Mike Show.
Here you go, Buzz
and Cox. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Mike.
Buzz brought to you by Cox Business Services, providing broadband-based high-speed internet, local long-distance phone, radio data solutions to all-size businesses. CoxBusiness.com. I'm Rick James, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not even funny anymore, is it?
No.
No.
No, it's not.
No longer with us.
Regretfully, he has passed.
It's a shame.
Well,
Chappelle hasn't passed.
Have you seen Rick James' tombstone? It's beautiful. It's got a picture of him on it.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. You were playing tape for President Bush earlier from his news conference. He also said that the Democrats who want to withdraw from Iraq would create a more dangerous world, you know, as opposed to the safe one we have now. Even Bush admitted, and I quote, they're difficult times, and they're straining the psyche of our country.
Hold on, President Bush, you like our studios?
Fancy digs you got here.
Thank you. Next up, that's nice. He said Democrats, not Joe Lieberman, you know, Democrats, do not properly understand the threats to the nation and would create a more dangerous world. Observers say Bush's comment marks the official start of the season for the House and Senate elections this fall. A new poll says the war has gotten even more unpopular. The president says he doesn't set policy by polls. By the way, a columnist in U.S. News and World Report.
Nor do I.
Okay. Yeah, you know, the only poll that I've heard worth talking to recently is that chick we had on the show today.
Oh, Isabella.
Isabella.
Right.
Isabella St. James.
Pollock.
St. James doesn't sound like a Polish name.
It's probably Saint Jamiski.
Very popular.
Speedwack.
That'd be a better name. Isabella Saint Jamiski.
Spiewak is a Polish name.
Yes, it is. Yes, Spiewak.
Saint Spiewak.
No kidding.
That's why you have trouble making ice.
That's why you can't screw in a light bulb.
A columnist in U.S. News and World Report says the president loves fart jokes. Hey, all right. Hey, I'm changing my tune. Specifically, according to the magazine, he likes to do the actual farting whenever introduced to a new White House aide. The news magazine quotes an insider who says that's why he's so nervous being around women. He's afraid he'll slip into his frat boy humor. The insider says the president also likes to swear and enjoys seeing a biker, a mountain biker, wipe out anytime that happens on video.
Look at that. He went down hard, didn't he?
But scatological humor apparently doesn't work if you're a politician.
Fancy digs you got here.
Virginia Senate candidate George Allen has found that out the hard way after publicly calling a man macaca. Essentially, he called him the S word. Allen has now...
I thought that meant monkey.
I did, too.
No. That's macaw, isn't it?
That's
a bird.
Yeah, I think
it's both. It's
in,
both.
In the language that he was speaking, and I thought it was a put-down that meant monkey.
It's monkey, and I think it's excrement and monkey, or monkey's
right.
Excrement.
In many Spanish languages, caca means the S word.
Right, but he did. But I heard the quote, this guy George Allen, who's, right. What is he, the son of the football coach?
Son of the football coach, right. And the senator from Virginia.
He was doing some stand-up somewhere, and it was something about immigration or something, and he didn't call the guy caca, because I mean, I know caca. I think he called him like mukaka.
Macaca.
Which means, the way you say it means poop. I heard it meant monkey, or maybe Mike's right, means monkey poop.
maybe so. That's even better, isn't
either
it?
Either way, it's not flattering.
No, it isn't nice at all. Allen has now lost his 2-1 lead over his opponent, apparently, because of that incident.
His opponent, Jim Webb?
Yeah, I guess.
Thank you.
Jimmy Webb.
Songwriter.
Galveston. Galveston.
I nicknamed him Spider. That'll get him elected. How much nudity is too much? You'll be the judge when we return.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll be waking. Up, up, and away in my beautiful balloon. Was that a Jimmy Webb song?
Yes. Out-webbed us all.
Speaking of beautiful balloons, I'd like to say hi to Isabella St. James.
What about his brother Jack?
Oh, he was good.
Jack Webb.
Emergency.
Friday. You know the old web slinger. Buzz?
Yes.
You just broke, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, then we will break through.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating. And entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
I knew it was in there somewhere.
Thanks for listening, fat ass.
Yep.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ah, Tracy Ullman here. God damn, I love this song. I really do. I only done it kind of late. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there, Buzz.
Finally, in Brattleboro, Vermont, young people have taken to hanging out in the town square.
Young people.
In the nude.
Hey.
Vermont itself has no law prohibiting this. Some towns do. Now some folks in Brattleboro think they ought to be one of those towns. The police chief is not one of those folks. Quoting him, what's the harm? We've always had it here. He says he will only arrest someone if the nudity is sexual in nature.
I think that's good, Buzz. We should all be like in Footloose.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
That's how we should run our world.
Amen.
See the movie.
No singing, no dancing, no touching.
Right on.
Young people.
Pornography has accidentally made its way under regular TV before, but never quite like this. On the evening news in Sweden, in the box over the anchor's shoulder.
Box.
People going at it in the bad place.
Oh,
and
hello.
Hopefully,
have you ever said no?
Hopefully not in this order. That special favor. While the anchor was talking about...
Oh, my God.
You can suck this.
All this while the anchor was talking about the latest political poll. When a network official was asked if it was a prank, he replied, no, this is serious.
I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Special favor, always after.
Thanks for clearing that up, Mike.
Makes it special.
We gotta go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. To you, sir.
And you.
Fight of the trash man.
Okay, right.
Who wants a fudgicle?
We will see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.